is that I myself love to see booty bouncing, so I make it happen. And I also love to see headbanging. And
that's true.
At the same time, like,
that's true.
I love to see culture unfold.
Culture?
In the back. My culture?
Yeah,
it's a very active culture.
I just like to see people move and create something with their bodies.
And you are now listening to Activate LA Radio.
Oh, yeah. That is right. We are back. You are now listening to the Activate LA Radio Show. I am here kicking it with my friend Tremaine. How you doing, bro?
Fantastically well.
Fantastically well, man. Yo, what about this weather? It was like sunny and everything, and next thing you know, it's fucking cloudy.
It was cloudy?
Yeah.
I was driving around today. I was just enjoying, like, you know, it just felt nice. Like right before shit went bad with Sarah Connor when she saw, like, you know, the kids are playing, and it was just a great day, you know. Moms are fucking cooking hot dogs, and then shit went bad. It felt like right before, and you know, I was driving, it was warm. You know, I didn't see any clouds. I thought it was cool today.
Speaking of shit going bad, man, is today the last episode? I don't mean to kill it, but is that last episode of Walking Dead?
It is. Of the season?
The whole season finale, I think, man.
Oh, I didn't even know that. They got a lot of shit to wrap up. That sort of sucks.
Wait, season?
That's series finale. A series finale. A season. No, I don't
know. It'd be a season. There's too much money.
Yeah, it can't.
They're going to kill this shit like Fast and Furious. They want another movie? Fuck it. We're going to do this one in space.
Imagine zombies in space. You know. Well, man, and we got back in the house. We got Leo, man. Leo, how you doing, man? Back there. And when I mean back there, he is actually back there.
Whoa,
you got your legs wide open. Like, I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, he's like back there. Yeah.
We're homies, but not that type of homie.
I'm doing well. Been back. That was the last time I see her from the Fallout 9 Maids. That was, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, like almost a month. Big shout out to Maid Cafe and Goddess.
Goddess Hacks and the Virgin Killer Sweaters.
Is that the name of the new event? Virgin Killers.
Hey, they saw that photo they posted.
They saw the opportunity, hopped on it. They're like, yo, I don't think anybody else is fucking with these. We should copyright this shit.
Theo, you look over there like you just got dumped. Like, you're all quiet and shit. Either that or he's doing like a good drug deal because he's still got that old school phone. Like,
I'm checking that out.
Shout out to Ordell Roby.
I'm nice and warmed up. You know, I've been here the longest this evening, so I'm just...
My bad. He's got seniority now. So,
man. So I'm stepping my loyalty.
And I want to welcome to the house, man. We got from Blue Arts Digital. We got
BlueArtsDigital.com.
He's got that sexy voice.
Ernesto Zamudio.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
See, I told you you're sexy.
Yeah, I look good. You know, you got the cameras going. Man, I sound good. I do sound sexy.
Yeah, you feel yourself? What do you think about that, Leo?
There's a horse and some spurs and a six-shooter. You
know what I'm saying? Man. And from Rocksteady, man.
Shout out to Andre going for imagery of a real man and choosing a cowboy.
You know what, Tremaine? You're like, Tremaine, you know what, fuck you, because they're like, fuck you with your intro. Introduction. I'm kidding.
Ernesto Zamudio of BlueArtsDigital.com.
Dude, I like that. That's pretty dope. Yeah. You should like voiceovers for like commercials.
I've been getting kind of jealous lately because we've been going to crossovers to other radio stations. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm trying to be like, look at me, give me likes. And like, oh, but Tremaine's got the voice, though. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got the voice, too. No, but he does have a good voice. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray talking about me fucking up the intro. Then we're going to talk about me some more. Hey, Ernesto, how the fuck you doing?
All right, Tremaine, go ahead and introduce our next guest, man.
Our next guest, the
Rocksteady crew.
Founding Rocksteady. Sponsor of the Activate LA Radio Show since episode one, I believe, right?
No, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Since episode one, this is now, you know, we're in the 70s, somewhere around there. We've been shouting out Ernesto Zamudio of BlueArtsDigital.com. I mean, today is the day.
No, I appreciate it a lot.
I'm in Studio 11, KOPR Studios.
It's kind of like when finally you meet Sancho, you know who like he is. So Ernesto Zamudio finally came.
You have been making a lot of noise happy, my friend. Yeah. But everybody knows you around the city.
Yes. But I gotta G-check you, my friend. Yo, my friend. Yo, bro, I gotta pull you aside, G-check you, because you fucked up my next guest invite. And we're talking about Rocksteady, one and only.
It's So we want.
Should I say? Can I say your main name or yeah, Neuropunk or
Solomon? Shout out to Ray saying I fucked up and then seemed like he fucked up.
No, I'm kind of concerned with the cameras now. You know what I mean? Because I can't. This is live, so I can't really.
They can't see my hands, can they? My balls have been itching for 5 minutes.
Yeah, Ray's like, okay, so use your real name as like your face is streaming live, so.
No, we got our friend Neuropunk from Rocksteady.
Yo, yo.
Rocksteady. Yo. That's every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday,
at Tokyo
man.
Beat, 319 East 2nd Street, Rocksteady.
Yeah. Gee, I was looking for my high-tech, like, sound.
Oh, shit. Let's get to it. Oh.
Who has it? Oh, that's you.
Hold on.
Where's the other one? Right here. Fuck.
I think that one has Wilson in it.
This is the new one, so I'm trying to get used to it. That shit's loud as fuck. I'm looking for the claps though. Okay.
The one that has hands going like this.
Check out the surround sound. How you doing, my brother, man?
Chilling, man.
Chilling. Man, you're coming down today from another event at downtown.
Pattern Bar downtown with the Leisure Sports Records crew.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. Really
Pattern
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on. Oh man. Is it Spring Street and is it 8th? No, it's 9th. It has to be 9th.
Main and 9th,
yes. Is that's like a block from 8th
Street. Shout out to Thomas Guide Ray over here.
how was it? It was good.
It was cool,
the weather was good.
Yeah, really cool vibes. It was a bit of a fundraiser thing too. So yeah, and it was just house techno all day. Yeah. Or a little bit of hip-hop. A
little bit of hip-hop. Were you a guest today or were you guys throwing the event?
Just guest DJ.
Guest DJ.
Yeah,
man. And in the house too, we also have Minty in the house. How you doing? You got a microphone right there to your.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, I got a microphone.
You got headphones right there in the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is it all plugged in though?
Oh.
I'm not plugged in.
Shout out to
Sebo
headphones.
Yeah, there's a splitter underneath right there. Is that one connected?
Yeah. And
there we go.
Technical consultant Leo coming in here and getting results.
Yeah. That's what she's looking at. It's like all weird. Like, why are these guys loud? Or like, they're like laughing. Like, well, what is this? But once you put the headphones on, it's kind of like a little. It's,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's Leo without the headphones.
Yeah, my headphones aren't even plugged in. They're just like for sure right now.
Hey, Leo.
I guess at the splinter. All
right, hold on.
Right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you know Junior? He got the song Mama used to say?
No.
Okay. He had like real minimal, like he had like maybe one stripe. It was like, you know, just a corner of a square, and it'd be like a bare scape, maybe like a rug, a chair or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're looking like Junior's second album cover right now.
Real deal. Mama used to say,
take your time.
Yeah, his second one, the first one was called G. I forget what the second one was called, but the second one, it didn't have a Mama Used to Say hit on there, but the cover was in a similar style, and Leo's looking real similar to OG Junior out here.
I should take off my shirt too. Look at the rest of those videos, the album covers from the 80s and 70s, where the guys are just like, hey. Just, I think Ray has one. I don't know who it's.
What I have?
All those the single R&B like.
Oh, I have actually two copies.
He's not like a Junior. Shirt off sitting on the couch.
Right? Don't Leo look like the cover right now? Shout out to Robbie M from the Midnight Express band in the Danger Zone video, wearing a bow tie, cummerbund, and jacket, but no motherfucking shirt, and keeping a straight face the whole time.
Is there like a Chippendales sort of dancer? Like that's what they wear. Speaking of, I went to go see the
right
show,
there, Leo. That's the second album. The second album, I think, is the one, but it has the same type of similar.
Hold on, we got commercials.
You
my
got
bad.
That YouTube ad for that one last week lockup show.
I know. Let me.
We're starting to go live on YouTube, and we're starting to see that this great music we're playing is actually becoming a problem because we're not trying to make any money. We're just trying to entertain the people, but YouTube wants to block us just because we play some hot fire on here.
Oh, they've been blocking us for years. Yeah. With the what?
Speaking of which, Ray, is this a good idea right here playing this? We could just give him a shout out, you know, by name, but the song, playing it might be a problem.
Even though the video. Yeah, dude. This reminds me of the good old days at Funk was here. Oh man. Oh wow, wow. And this is live on the LA party. No, Actor LA radio.
Shout out to the DR giving no fucks with the nasal nasal siren here.
Oh yeah, dude, you can see the YouTube links and everything on the live.
Oh, yeah.
Very close to those Pornhub tabs right now.
Oh man. Yeah, dude.
Don't worry, you're cuter right now.
Yeah. So, man, you got a Rocksteady coming up again Tuesday, man. Who do you have, man? It's every Tuesday.
Yes. So. This Tuesday we got DJ Clint, who's actually arriving from Europe with two of our crew members, Jay Drago and DJ Noir.
Dope.
And yeah, they just did a 2-week thing in Europe all over, and they're coming back for Rocksteady, basically.
No, that was a big, was that the Times that y'all got a write-up in?
Oh, LA Weekly.
Weekly, there we go. Yeah, still
And Somniac wrote about us.
Dope.
We got a shout out in Rolling Stone.
Oh wow! Really?
Now has there? You guys are the only footwork type of situation out here
in LA. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, are into the music and kind of do shows and stuff, but kind of just how we're doing it.
Yeah, the weekly all the time. You always hit them over the head with like from Detroit, Chicago, the real. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's.
That's one of the questions. Actually, there's one question I wanted to ask you guys. Ask you. Juke Bounce work. Are you guys? Is it like? Is a different crew? Is the dancers or is all? All members like? Can you like break it down?
Yeah. How so it is? Juke Bounce work group is the crew, and we present Rocksteady, which is the name of the night.
Bounce work.
And the dancers are a creation. That's the name of their crew. They're a whole separate crew.
Okay, that's what King Charles?
Yeah, Charles, Kimo, Brianna, all the regulars.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, so, pretty much every Tuesday, come check them out.
Dope. How did you guys get together, though, and said, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you know what I mean? Because the music is dope, you know what I mean? The music is great, the dancers are great, but it's kind of like there had to be a point where you guys came together and said, why don't we just put something together, how did it happen?
In Chicago, I mean, the dancing and music come hand in hand. As far as LA goes, we had started Juke Bounce work and kind of just doing the music aspect, but none of us knew how to footwork. Like, it's not something you can just pick up instantly and kind of...
It's a lot of work.
So we didn't, we weren't pretending that we could or whatever. And just for a while, I think it was like a good year, we just operated on our own, not knowing that King Charles had been in LA the whole time.
Yeah, I remember I took a class. It was him, Jay Smooth, and I can't remember. This was back in, it had to be probably like 2014. But that was before he moved over here. He came down, he was coming down, and he was talking about the music, the ghetto house music, and it reminded me of Hard House back in the LA Hard House. It's time for the percolator. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But it had a lot of bass, so I liked it. But the footwork, man, the dance, it takes a lot. It's just boom, 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 boom. It's like quick stuff.
160 BPM.
So. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? Shit.
Yeah.
Let me see. The producers, the music goes wherever the fuck. There's not really is a pattern, but it's not really. It's just like, hey, we're here, motherfucker, we're here.
Yep, no rules, basically.
Yeah. You can't be playing that shit on a weak system, though. You really gotta have the speakers. You can't be having no taps.
No, it's a very 808 heavy. Yeah. When no subs, it sounds weird.
Dope this.
Yeah, so then you guys came together, and what year was this?
I forgot how that happened exactly, but we used to do a Sunday broadcast, and... Yeah, like we invited him one day and he danced while we DJed. It worked, it clicked, and then we just had them come in every Tuesday.
Oh, and what city was this taking place in?
That was in downtown.
Oh, downtown LA.
LA.
Yeah. Downtown has been opening a lot and been opening doors for a lot of people when it comes to not only locations but also to lofts. And it's crazy now. It's crazy, but it's good. It gives a lot of chance. There's a lot of good after hours now, man. But it's like now 1 a.m. to 4:30. It's got to be 4:30. But it's regulated. It's cool, and it's a good vibe. So, and when it came down to Rocksteady, the event, I already know the year and everything, but for the listeners, what year was this when you guys?
2014.
2014.
Yeah, because it's going to be our 3-year anniversary in August.
Oh, nice. Wow. 3 years. This month is 3 years for us. 3 years, yep. Rocksteady. Tokyo Beat has been good to a lot of folks.
Yes.
Yeah, Tokyo Beat is it's not only a dope place, but the energy, the good vibe is just, you can show up fucked up and the ramen is fucking delicious, you know what I mean? Yeah. The people, big shout out to Doug, the security guards, yes. They're really cool. And it's, people can kick it downstairs and just smoke and have a great conversation and just get to know each other. So, mm-hmm. But it's a dope ass place. Resident DJs, who are the resident DJs right
well,
now?
Well, I guess technically I'm the, like, resident where I'm there every week, playing every week kind of thing. But Juke Bounce Work is the, you know, as a crew, we're all kind of like the residents. But like if you want to, you know, the technical ass, you know, part of it is like, yeah, I'm the one who's playing every week.
Basically. Nice. And along with you, like, can you name a couple of people out there? You know, give them some shout outs. They don't.
Oh, yeah. Tech Life Crew, you know.
Tech Life Crew?
Yeah. They're, you know, part of the pioneers when it comes to the sound and everything. And they've been a very big part of, you know, everything we've been doing on Tuesdays. Yeah, man, just all the Low End Theory, you know, lots of support from them. Creation. All the crews we work with, basically, yeah. That's in LA.
Everyone. I want to shout out everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, no.
Except for that guy in the corner. He's not cool. I don't know about him, but everybody else, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah, and we're playing right now. I'm showing you guys a little bit of Chicago footwork, and so you guys can see how hard it is, man.
Chicago footwork.
Yes. Yeah. Takes a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
The legs, man.
Damn. That was called dribbles.
Hit the gym.
Wow. Yes, a lot of cardio.
Dribbles, so, yeah.
Yeah, so... in the beginning, you guys were doing like was it always weekly, or how did you guys start?
We started off twice a month.
Twice a month.
Yeah, and
right. I want to just pause real quick. Your YouTube is doing picture and picture and picture.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on there. You know,
this new program called Inception.
I've been working in between programs, and I'm just learning it. But yeah, this
speaking
is,
of programs, those listening right now live on LA Party Radio. Feel free to call in at 424-777-2423.
Okay,
the Activate LA hotline.
I like how we look like a late 80s, early 90s, like commercial, you know what I mean, with the number right there.
Oh, yeah.
When Ray says us, he means him. He's only looking at his square people.
You want to call Miss Cleo?
Call him in now.
She died, right?
Did she?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Oh,
yeah.
Miss Cleo.
Years ago?
Oh,
or?
Shit.
Shout out to Ray informing Leo that she died,
yeah,
and then asking her how long ago.
Wait. Did she say
how long?
Did she see it
coming?
Too soon.
Call him now.
Oh man, too soon.
Oh no.
Just fucking.
Yeah, after, sorry, I totally derailed that. So what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, I think we were just talking about when it started. Yeah, you know, when we started it, we always wanted it, juke and footwork to be a focus for the night, where it's like, you know, that's kind of who we were.
Yeah.
But just through my experience in throwing events, I've been throwing events since 1999. Wow. Like, L.A., I was just sick of L.A., like, kind of just, you know, you're only going to a house party, you're going to a hip-hop show. I love all music, and kind of my philosophy with Tuesday night, like, you know, I'm just going to fucking, you know. Just bring all the music I love and see what happens. And it's cool because we actually have a regular audience that don't give a fuck what we play, you know? And they
And I got to give you props because Tuesday nights, it's kind of scary, you know what I mean? The only two people that I know besides you guys and is very strong is big shout out to Josh Billings, Focus. And a Revival. You know what I mean? That They are continuous. But Tuesday nights is scary, man.
What's
the name of the place again?
What's that?
Oh, so how so? What's
scary? It's just because it's a Tuesday night, you know. Like it's hard to bring people to come like to your show, you know.
And bear in mind, Juke Footwork, nobody in LA had heard of at the time, so we didn't have a scene of fans. I mean, they were out here. We just weren't organized.
You weren't
organized.
Which
is what Tuesday's doing is like everyone who's kind of like on that mind, you know, that. that same wavelength is like, all right, we're all showing up and we're all congregating now.
Yeah.
So. What venue again?
Oh, Tokyo Beat.
Tuesday. Oh, what time do you go on? Oh, what time does it start?
It's a good 9 because to...
Actually, that's not a good question.
For the listeners. We're in Little Tokyo every Tuesday. The otaku group, you know, hanging out.
I'll bring them over. They probably have, like... Dude, yeah, like look like cool, like the next you know, super sign like doing footwork.
Yeah, 9 starts at 9, goes till the late hour, 2:30.
Okay. 2:30, yeah.
What time are you usually on, or
me? I'll usually open or close.
Okay. Oh, like Jermaine does it. You captains.
Captains. Yeah. No, but.
Somebody blew my fucking... I think that was on the show there. It's like, yeah, Captain Crunch. He's not a real captain. He doesn't have the actual insignia. Unlike all his little patches, his medals he has no captain patches, so he's not an actual captain. Because I've never seen a ship, sure.
And I always say, welcome to Rhythm of Nuts, where DJ Tremaine takes more weed breaks than he spins records.
Oh, on the spot.
See, first of all, that's erroneous, because he said DJ Tremaine.
No, that's part, that's part of his Tremaine. Term, though. That's part of his...
Now, you know how many times he checked me for putting DJ Tremaine on the flyer?
No, I like fucking with him.
Like, it's since, Tremaine, motherfucker.
Dude, ever since over a year ago. I think like a year ago, I asked, when I first started the show, I asked, if you listen to the old show, I asked Jermaine what the DJ name was, and we had a funny little exchange about it. He threw me for a loop, he pretended like he had one, and then you gotta hear it, it's hard to explain. But ever since then, I like fucking with him.
You can find those archives at iTunes.
Yeah, archives, yeah, activate.com. Yeah. Or the talented Mr. Funk.podomatic.com, that's P-H-U-N-K. Yeah.
Download them, man, download those episodes. I've been downloading our old episodes on YouTube. I hate YouTube, man. They chop, they mute your volume, you know what I mean? You can't post anything.
Oh, really?
You know, I try to upload Barbie Girl, you know? You don't know that much. But they don't let you.
Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, man. So, like, and I'm going to go to Ernie. I know I'm going to flip it. But speaking of, like, this whole internet, like, regulations, because, you know, you're pretty much on that, like, you know what I mean, on the internet and computer stuff. What do you think about that shit? Why are they doing that, you know?
Why they're doing it, because they're...
I know you sound sexy, so I got to make you like...
Why they're doing that, it can be many reasons. Just to make more money off of people. They saw a huge load of money of dollar signs of they're just not doing nothing with it. And don't get it twisted. Google does this. Google, Bing does this. They don't sell your data. They get your data and they use it as an algorithm or as information to post on different types of websites. So what the government's doing is a bigger, like, okay, if they're doing it, let's do it in a bigger form of doing it.
Oh, wow.
So it's been done. So people are just getting scared because they're like, the government now is doing it, you know? I wouldn't say get too worried about it, but just cover your tracks on the internet to use some VPNs if you're doing something bad, or if you cover your tracks if you're doing something bad with some VPNs, and there's some good ones out there, but I wouldn't worry as so much. You know, you got to understand that the government's been going through your cell phones and your data and all that stuff. So it's nothing new. It's just they're trying to figure out how they're going to support this freaking wall building. Good. So they're trying to milk as much as possible anywhere they can. You know, they're saying that they're not going to sell it, but yeah, I can never trust them. So,
yeah, man.
But yeah, it sucks because it's in a bigger level. It's not in a corporation. So nobody gets to regulate them, like Google and all that. There's actually people that get to regulate how they use that information. So, yeah, it's a weird time in the online world right now. So
yeah, speaking of covering tracks, man, we were talking earlier about a post that our friend Solomon, you know, posted on Facebook and caught my attention. Was about this Uber driver that left the house, her boyfriend's house, and then later on ended up bringing back the side chick to the pad of the boyfriend, man. How does that shit happen, man?
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
I mean, what will you do, DR? Like, let's say you took out with your luggage, you know, you put it in the fucking Toyota, you know, brought it back up, you know what I mean? You fed the cat, and finally, the side chick with the girlfriend shows up. What would you do, man? I mean, how do you explain this shit?
I have no idea. But no, it would be interesting if you were the, you mean if you were the dude, picking up the dude and taking dude to the
lady friend. Taking the other guy.
Now, fuck that. It wouldn't be interesting. I would always pick up the dude and bring him. But what do you mean, like, would be?
You see your address on the screen. Like, what the hell? What was the girlfriend thinking when she seen her address on the screen? Like, what, huh? Like, now, you're going to my house.
Could this would have been a true story, or do you think it was fake? Because I mean, you know, I like this. So I didn't fight it. You know what I mean? I liked it, and I shared it, and I was like, man, I gotta share this shit. But could it be been a real story, or
wait? So scenario, can you set up the situation again?
Girlfriend. Has a boyfriend, maybe she doesn't stay there. Okay. She either, you know, visits there, whatever situation.
Okay.
She's an Uber driver.
A girlfriend's Uber driver. Okay.
Yes. So the girlfriend is picking up her fare, and then she's taking her to her destination, which happens to be her boyfriend's house. And
it clicks. I'm like, oh shit.
So now I'm not 100%
sure. Your face has so much malice. Like, I can see myself.
If she doesn't stay with the boyfriend, she won't necessarily memorize her boyfriend's address by heart. So it makes sense.
But even
then, when you see it on the screen,
you would still memorize the address. But why are you gonna? You would want to go there. I don't think you're just gonna like whoop your. You're at work, so you can't turn around and whoop the girl's ass. Right. But you want to go there and see how it plays out. Right. So you're not gonna just say.
Yeah, I get that.
Now you might have some interesting questions for her on the drive over.
Where are you
there.
Head to?
Of course.
What you doing there?
Is that your cousin? Now, Ray, was this extra? Was this part of the story too that the girlfriend like had saw the dude like he's going away, so he's putting his like suitcases in the car, like you know, I'll see you later.
I'm actually glad you asked that question. According to the article, they left the house.
Yeah.
Homeboy with the luggage, he put it in the trunk, and he left to the airport. So supposedly, according to the article,
her around the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Chicano
U-turn. Chicano U-turn. He actually did. Probably. Chicano U-turn. But I mean, I wouldn't have liked to be in a situation.
Hey, he thought he got a fucking Oscar when he like did his little "Okay, honey, I'll see you later, goodbye, kiss, and drive around the block." But the real Oscar Emmy performance comes when he comes outside to get homegirl, and then now how's he played this?
Now,
how's
okay,
he play this?
Let's ask.
Because homegirl wasn't brought up on any kind of assault charges, so there must not have been no kind of ass whooping that took place. So how did he finesse himself out of that situation? He might have had a little dirty three-way situation going in, like a.
Well, what about if the Uber driver was the side chick? But in the article, she's all like, "Oh, my boyfriend."
Shout out to Black Dynamite saying, "Shut up! You gonna wake up the other hoe."
Let's say from a female perspective. Let's say Minty, you're the Uber driver. What would have you done? You show up to the crib. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I do Uber every now and then for stories, and you know.
What was that sound effect?
I don't know. I'll make it up shit. But I mean, what would you done? Like, would you whip that ass? Like,
no,
like if you would have been Sharkeesha, or like.
I wouldn't whip anyone's ass. Why not if she eats pussy first? Because she might not have known, and if she knew. And why would she be in the Uber with me, knowing who I was?
That's the point.
Now, in the story,
Right.
Okay.
But then the kicker is, I would walk to the door with her.
Would have happened? Okay, imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking on the door if this random bitch who drove me here is not walking beside me. Like,
I mean,
like,
no, she's cool. She's being cool.
I'm being cool. Like, okay. even if she didn't know who I was, and I'd be like, "Hey, I have to, you know,
take a piss,
or something assist like that." You. Or, "Hey, can I, you know, just use whatever the restroom that you have?" knock on the door and then.
Uber has a policy that we have to help all old stank bitches up to the front door.
And then see what happens there. And hopefully I would never be in that situation.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah.
In that situation, could you see yourself stabbing somebody?
No.
It's not worth they're not worth my time. I would just want to see his face.
See, and that's why you'll never make it on Cheaters. That mindset right there. You're going nowhere on Cheaters with that mindset.
No hits, no swinging, no nothing.
For sure, the first rule is always go after the one that they're cheating on. You never go after the one that you're with. You go after the one that they're cheating with.
Why?
Because that makes for the best TV.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because why do you go after the boss? In the video game, you have a sub-boss, then you have the big boss. You don't just go after the big boss right away. Yeah, you got to milk it for what it's worth. Joey Greco took a fucking a shank to the side for that show, man. You know what I mean? This is real life.
All right. Last question. 2 stars, 5 stars rating? Like... We gotta ask, we might make a tutorial out of this, in case, you drive your side chick. 5 stars, 2 stars.
Yeah, but you can't rate her on which her infidelities. It's on the.
She might not know.
If she got a good right,
let's make an ad for that shit.
The benefit of the doubt until you prove me wrong.
Right.
That's it. That's how you should treat people.
Because it's not her fault. You know what I mean?
Your calmness makes me think that you're going to be the most unhinged person in this situation. Oh, yeah. Once everything is confirmed, then it's not going to be logic anymore.
It's like that Kill Bill thing goes on. Silent.
True story. You don't want to piss me off.
Last time I heard that noise, somebody lost an eye.
Yeah, I have a lot of tolerance. Just to know that much. You know?
By tolerance, when you look me in the eye, I think you mean pain.
Are you Cancer?
You're gonna fold
Cancer
before me,
Capricorn?
Bitch.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, what's up, Leo? No. I'm Leo. Yeah, I don't know, man.
What would you do?
To be honest, I mean. Am I the guy with the luggage, or am I the Uber driver? I don't know, man. I mean, I can't do. I'll be honest. I'll just be like.
You just won't come out.
I'll just make sure I'll knock on the door, and it's like so and so, and if it's so and so, I'll just go to the car, cry, listen to some like Mexican sad music, and car Nesta Samudio, cry y'all up, and be like, yo, man, I need to get drunk.
You look like the type that wouldn't drive off. You just go out and just park right in the street, and just cry in the car, and they just be looking at you, cry. Like, you should have drove off.
Sometimes the cheater knows the mode of transportation of the other person they're fucking with. They know their mode, so if they know they take Uber, they're like, hey, my lady or my dude does Uber.
Shout
so
out to DR. Sound like you might have done this shit before.
No, well, you do. What is it called? Yeah, post dates, or what is it called?
I just started Amazon Flex today.
Can you flex on Amazon?
I'll do my first delivery on Friday, but you do Uber, so you know what the deal is.
I haven't done it for a while, and I'm kind of scared because it's been like 2 months. But I just don't like it because people they get in your car and it's like you're like it's kind of like,
who the fuck are you?
Yeah, no, it's kind of like when it's your first time doing porn, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't. I don't know what you mean.
I'm sorry. Well, everybody went to college and did their own thing, you know what I mean? But, all right.
Come on, blue steel magenta. Just like we practice by ourselves. Everybody's looking. It's your time to shine.
We all had a struggle for college at one point, No, it's kind of like you have to be very submissive, you know what I mean? Like, no.
I think he means I'm too kind.
I'm like, I'm too kind to the point, like, if I see somebody getting a blowjob in the backseat of my car,
shut up.
I'm hitting the brakes.
Nobody's like, here's the napkins. Just make sure you clean that. you can't have that in your car, man.
No.
It's a castle.
I already burned the story, but I did have a couple, getting it on, and I fucked it up. I it was my fault.
Why was it your fault?
Because, I picked them up. They're all fucked up, lovely-dovely, and here I am being too kind and too nice and setting up the mood, playing some songs. You know what I mean? The next thing I'm making sure, I start here. No, I'm on the freeway. I think it was San Dimas back down, going south on the 15th. I think it was, towards Orange County or something like that. And I just hear, next thing I'm like, next thing I just see homeboy. I'm trying not to look, but he's like this, and I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him like, arms, are you really? And he's like, and I'm kind of like, nah. But I'm cool. But I stay here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so the next thing, I'm like, wait a minute. What about if somebody throws up? I'm like, what about he? You know, like, and I'm like, oh, what do you have? She starts like getting crazier and crazier.
Be a gentleman and keep it in her mouth.
I just, yeah, no, I just got to the point where I just hit the brakes and I like her. Yeah,
she would find that.
And I am too nice. I still know how to say. Would she need some water? I think give her some water. But in the they stopped though. But it's just I'm too nice. And, but I'm going back to the whole story. I think I would have just knocked on the door and like opened up, and I would have been like, "Is my six pack still in there?" I like beer, so yeah. We're gonna take a quick break. Real quick, because we're gonna go into this interview with our good friend,
Sumo. All that shit you just heard was just talk. There were no question marks at the end of our statements.
Yeah, but we're gonna come back, like I said, real quick.
Lions, sons of bitches.
Activate LA Radio Show. We'll be back real quick.
Thanks for calling us at Activate LA Radio, where our feelings get hurt when you hang out about us. How are you doing, and who are you?
This is our friend Sue.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good here, Rita, doing the radio show thing, and happy to have you on the show.
Happy to be here. Great talking to you guys.
Oh, man. Let me give an introduction. This is our friend Sue Jitsu. Is Sue Jitsu your artist name, or is that?
I don't know. It was just kind of like a Facebook handle I wanted to have because I didn't want my government name on there. So it's kind of just like my moniker, Sue Jitsu and Sue Momo.
Oh,
Sue Momo.
Sue Momo. So yes. Which one do you use for? Do you use both of them, or it depends on?
It depends if the government is trying to get me.
I don't know. It's just silly. Well, I guess. Well, because like nowadays, like a lot of times when you have like an online identity, like they don't have the actual first and last name. It's kind of like a stage name or presence. But yeah, Sue Momo is actually my stage name for a lot of my performance and my performance in dance gigs. And it used to also be my model, my import modeling like nickname. So yeah.
So you do different types of modeling, right? You do you do modeling for clubs. Tell us a little bit about what other types of modeling do you do, or just modeling in general?
Yeah, I've just been really lucky. My whole like modeling career, my very mini modeling career in California was based on promotional modeling, like advertising for like brands and brands events, and then also I am a glamour model and import model and streetwear.
Oh, how long have you been doing it for?
Like maybe, I don't know, ever since I've moved here, so like maybe like 8 or 9 years now.
Oh wow, that's been
a
long time.
On and off, yeah.
All right, what got you into it?
I don't know actually. Well, it was, I think my first gig down here was Irwindale XDC. It was like an import. It was a drifting competition over in Irwindale Speedway. And I ended up going with a group of girls to go go-go for the first time. And like that's kind of like where like go-go dancing and import modeling just like started at the same time. Wow, that's a really long time ago.
don't worry. Like I still remember my MySpace days, and people make fun of me over here at the show when I talk about MySpace.
Don't think about the years. Think about the money.
I mean, MySpace. I mean, it's all good. Think about the money. That's true. Think about time and money.
Yeah. This is my friend and the other host of the Activate LA Radio Show, Tremaine, on the other mic.
Hey, I see your name is Sue Jitsu. Do you like the grapple?
A grapple?
Yeah.
The grape-scented apple? Hell yeah, it's bomb.
Oh, that went a whole different way.
Yeah.
Grape apples?
No. This sujitsu is like very similar to jujitsu. You can maybe
jujitsu.
Have people thinking that you're a self-defense expert.
No, I have not taken jujitsu, unfortunately, but during high school I took women's self-defense and kickboxing. So I'm no stranger to sparring.
Oh, so you can still fuck somebody up.
Oh, wow. So you she also trains?
I won't start anything, no.
But you'll finish it.
Thank you for finishing my sentence.
Yeah. So you're like on tour right now. We're talking a little bit before, you know, online before the show, and you do touring from east to west coast when it comes to dancing, or how does that work?
Oh yeah, it's not really going to be a tour. I moved down here from Washington about 9 years ago. I was raised up in Seattle and a little bit of Canada, but now that I'm done here, I'm moving over to the East Coast to help out my folks. Just like committing 2 years to help out the family business, but hopefully I'll be able to make out some time to come out because I'm going to be flown out for some shows here and there.
Cool.
So it'll be nice to be kind of like bi-coastal, be all fancy.
Dope. What area of Seattle were you from?
Oh, well, part of Seattle. Well, I grew up from Sammamish, Washington. Sammamish. That was my high school. So
out there in the very sticks.
Uppity whitewash neighborhood. That's why my boss always says, like, I sound like a Becky or whatever. When you grow up with a bunch of Caucasian people, you kind of end up sounding whitewash, I guess.
I think that's just the only time they get to call somebody out, and they're just going to take full advantage of it.
Yeah.
I think if you really wanted to, you could get some money out of that guy. Hey, this is unfair practices and personal attacking of my character. I'm going to need this much money. That's cool. So did you like from Sammamish to California, and now you say East Coast. So these are you're getting a complete taste, even though Sammamish is still considered West Coast. Is it a big difference, or is it similar from there to California?
I mean, if you want to compare like Sammamish to somewhere, it really feels like Laguna to me. Laguna Hills, like that kind of like, it's like that kind of privilege. Very much like, I mean, like the kids drove better cars than the teachers. But I grew up in Sammamish, but I spent a lot of time in U District area. I grew up a lot. Spent most of my 18 to 19 years there. Okay. I was 18,
19. Dope.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised in Seattle, so always cool to hear another Washingtonian.
Oh, yeah.
I swear we all gravitate towards each other. Almost every other person that I meet down here is like, yeah, I'm from Seattle or PNW. It's like, it's crazy.
Oh shit! Now I automatically picked up Pacific Northwest when you said that, but never did I even know that Washington had any kind of like abbreviations, like, you know, like SoCal or.
I just found this out like a couple months ago.
Okay,
I'm
so I'm not alone. You didn't hear that shit when you were up there, right?
No,
okay. That's like PNW. Oh shit, PNW.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and another question I wanted to ask you, for the people that that want to get into dancing, go-go dancing, or just modeling, everything in general, what would you recommend, like some words of advice?
Oh, I mean, it's...
Because it's hard, right?
Like, as far as advice, I have a YouTube channel online. And it's under the channel Sue Momo. Like, on there, I have, like, a lot of, like, my behind-the-scenes. I try to do, like, a lot of recap videos. And I also do, like, a lot of my practice videos as well as tutorials.
Can you spell it for me so I can...
S-U-E-M-O-M-O, Sue Momo, at YouTube.com.
Yes, but the O's are zeros, I believe. But if you put down Sue Momo, I think it'll just pop up, and you can find it from there.
Oh, okay. So you have tutorials and stuff like that for...
Yeah, I created my channel because in the beginning of my go-go dancing journey, like, I would go online. I research everything on YouTube. Like, I just love this day and age where you can just access so much information. But in the beginning of my research, just trying to figure out, like, how to, like, kind of dance more appealing and, like, just get into the go-go world, I noticed that there really wasn't a lot of resources as far as trying to find... like peers as well as like other dancers and dancing styles and like how to become a better performer. So I started my channel and I've had it for a really long time. I finally just hit like about 5K and it was like a really big deal for me. I know like for like some other like YouTube channels are like up to like 1 mil or like or 10,000 or whatever.
Fuck those guys.
But, like, it's a big deal to me because there actually isn't any other like resource other than the GoGo Live channel. So it was like a really proud moment for me. Like, I'm all about sharing information and sharing knowledge because I feel like that's how, if we all grow, it's just going to be a better place for everyone. So
Yeah, we're playing right now. It's one of your tutorial videos on our stream. So that way people can see your channel and at the same time
subscribe. Go to a tutorial with Sumomo.
Yeah, I also have like a Q&A on there for like a lot of the common questions, but I think my main advice for other dancers would be like definitely work through your shyness, because I guess for a lot of girls, some girls may have no issue with shyness at all, and some girls, it's still like it's still a battle. It's still a battle for me too. So just overcoming your shyness and being able to dance enough to build that confidence.
Yeah, that's a rough industry where it's like your personal, like when people reject or have a certain saying that like goes straight to you, mm-hmm. because they're talking directly about you, not something that you do, but you yourself. So that's
a hard
business to sort of be sensitive. But you got to go through it to get to it. Because even if you...
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I burned pretty bad. I mean, I fucked up on gig. I mean, excuse me.
No, you can say fuck, whatever, you know.
Oh, we can drop F-bombs. Oh,
yeah. Fuck, yeah.
I cussed like a sailor, so that's great news to me.
All right. that's what's
up. But what's it called?
You say you messed up on a lot of gigs and different things.
Yeah, no, I've definitely made my own mistakes, and I've gotten to this point because I've gotten to this level of maturity because I have fucked up so much in the past.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you really learn how to build a thicker skin. I feel like it's definitely helped me develop into the person that I am today.
Hey, in order to get a scar tissue or any kind of, like, you know, protection to get something, you got to get cut first. So that's a sad part, but, yeah, it's, you know.
Sometimes you just have to burn. Yeah.
There you go. It weeds out the real from the ones that just want to say they want to do it, but aren't willing to go through what you have to go through to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what's the, is it like you get different gigs? Is it a music you prefer, or is there a music you feel you perform better to, or a type of crowd or energy you feel that you are in your best elements?
Oh, I mean, that's an easy one. Honestly, like anything that has like a rhythm I can dance to. I mean, I've even danced at, like, an Oktoberfest. Oh. I hate to offend anyone, but the only thing that I don't really enjoy dancing to is polka.
What about Doska Doska?
What about Doska Doska?
Hey, Sue, I don't know if you listened to the show before, but we also have a segment called Stalking with Us. And we're watching your video here, and we see you have an acoustic and an electric guitar out here in the background.
Oh,
that's
right.
Is that another passion of yours?
Yes, I am a musician, like, thankfully, because I used to be a hardcore Christian as a kid. I was part of worship team. I was a youth group leader, and I was part of vacation Bible study. But luckily, because I had that experience in my life, even though I left the church and the congregation, I felt it very like hard to keep in right with my faith at church. I had to deal with like a lot of judgment, and I've been a black sheep all my life.
Yeah.
But being able to be in the worship group is how I learned support bass, drums, guitar. I'm really good on the keys. I play everything by ear. I'm terrible at reading music. But I can play
can
after
it,
trying
though.
To guess it three times.
You can
so
feel
I
it.
Love music. Music is who I am. But yeah, I do play.
Ah. So when you do produce this music, is it just whatever comes out, or is it a certain something that you could be put into a genre?
It seems that like a lot of like the baby compositions that I've been making like on Logic, they're not finished. They're not nowhere near finished. But like these little melodies that I've made and like some decent builds. They kind of all kind of like, I'm very much more creating like ambient chill, down tempo, lounge, okay. Somewhat meditative music along those like low frequency.
There you go.
But I'm very calming and peaceful. I feel like that's what I've been creating best. But I made like some housey, like more shuffling kind of like Melbourne bounce songs, but it sounds like everything else. So I feel like the ambient stuff is what I'm being able to be more artistic with.
Have you ever thought about maybe like producing something for you to dance to that like is like a suit that's catered to you because you made it, so you know exactly what moves, what type of style you want to hit?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I haven't thought of my ambient tracks that I've been making, the ones that are like somewhat finished but not completely.
Yeah.
Those I was actually going to use as background music, as like score to like my videos that I edit. Uh-huh. I was going to use it as like a background song. But no, I actually haven't thought to create one to dance to. Dance. But thank you for the idea.
Hey, you already got the tools. You might as well use them as much as you can.
That's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
true.
But yeah, we need to have you in the studio. You know, when you come back and you know, and
I would totally Yes, I would totally love to continue this conversation. It's just crazy. Like, I'm out and about running all these errands. Like, Desert Hearts is coming up, so it's going to be crazy.
Oh, okay. So you're part of the Desert Hearts.
Yeah, I'm going to be working this weekend.
All right, cool. Shout out to Jamie. She's Jamie. Very talented artist, part of Desert Hearts. You guys go out there in the forest and the desert and do a lot of things, and I'm pretty sure it can't be on video.
I'm going to actually, it's all good because I'm going to make a get mad video. I'm going to like record everything because it's my first Desert Hearts.
Ah, okay. So yeah, I can hear you're very excited about it. They put a lot of work into it. So
I can't even think straight. Yeah. But before I leave, as far as the other performers or other EDM fans that would like to graduate to the next performer level and like just be a part of this environment where you can just be part of everyone's memories, they are having, the Insomniac Group team is having an audition. Do you guys want that info or?
Yeah, drop it, yeah.
Okay, just give me 1 second here.
Yeah, there you guys have
Zoo Momo out of these streets.
It says that it's going to be at Exchange Los Angeles on 618 South Spring Street, Los Angeles, area code 90014. And the start time is going to be 1 p.m. sharp on Saturday, April 15th.
All right,
and just bring your resume, your headshot, a valid form of ID. They want you to wear, like, fitted clothing, something that you're ready to dance, like crop top, dance shorts, and boots, and just to come, like, performance and camera ready.
Awesome.
And then show them what you got.
When I dance, I just wear boots and a bow tie. But, hey, you give out all that information. Make sure you plug all your social media. Anyways, people can get more in contact, get more knowledge about Sue Momo, a.k.a. Yeah. Sue Jitsu.
Yes, my life is available for viewing, and I'm happy to share everything that I've been going with you guys. If you want to find me on Instagram, it's SUEM0M0. And on Facebook.com, it's Facebook.com/bookings.sumomo.
Awesome. There you guys have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sue, thank you so much again, and we'll stay in touch, and good luck with everything, you know, kick some butt out there.
Thank you. You guys too, and I really hope I can come into the studio for a face-to-face.
For sure.
Awesome. Thanks again. You have a good one. Take care. That was our friend, Sue Jitsu,
a.k.a. Sue Momo.
Thank y'all. On the hot line. Bye.
There we go. Oh, man. Can't wait to have her on the show, man. Cool. You know what I mean? In studio.
And for those of you listening, you can call in the Activate LA hotline. The number is 424-777-2423. The Activate LA hotline.
Hot now. Let's take a quick break.
Real quick.
Real quick. And we'll be back. We got more guests, stories, crazy stories as usual. And don't forget to give us a call at 424-777-2423.
And hey, who the fuck was that baby in here?
And keep tuning in through lapartyradio.com, Identify Radio if you're listening to a replay. And now you can watch us on video on activatela.com and YouTube. Yeah, we'll be back real quick. Ernie, are you good, man? You still gotta make it to Vegas, bro.
I know I do.
Man, yeah. Man, but we're talking about Pornhubs. Well, I was talking about Pornhub. I got one of my friends. She got me into punk rock POV. Well, punk rock girl POV porn.
Wait,
what's that?
What the hell's POV?
Yeah.
I can't tell you, my friend. It's hot. No, it's well, you know, shit. I'm gonna sound old, which people already know. It's like just like porn with girls, the girls that have the whole tattets, like I like the new word they invented, tattets. No, well, it's got the tats like right here, and they got the little like, what is this? Like little like
rosary,
like a shield, like a shield, chesticle shield. Like, you know, you got the tattoos like right here, and they're pretty tight. I like them. I'll be honest. It's
right around the collarbone.
Like they have this like here, and then like the. I don't know if you like. Don't look at me like that.
touched your chest for the last
30
seconds.
Is it just
random
designs?
Oh, Leo, you were the one looking at me. Yeah, like, all right, my bad. So they got the whole tats, like, right here, the sleeves.
Hey, why don't we go ahead and paint ourselves permanently from YouTube and do some
Let's do I can't do that. I'll get blocked from fucking YouTube.
Hey, we'll go some fucking legends, though.
Yes, no, but it's a porn, like, with females that have all the tats right here, the sleeves.
So this is a website you go on.
But the magic the magic comes in.
I don't know where to go to this.
Oh, did you just type in
I'm excited.
Punk rock girl POV porn. It's just point of view. So it's like it's
oh, it's a rig. Never
mind.
I'm not
going to
finish that.
It's like I'm the it's like I'm the star quarterback back in high school.
Look, Leo, if I tell my secrets, it doesn't mean you got to walk around telling my secrets. Hey, you got to return my homemade tapes, though. No, no, but it's return them, though. No. It's a porn, like, film.
Hey, guys, you hear that silence? That means it's awkward.
Terrain, bring it down, bro. I'm already all fucked over here.
The person is just holding the camera. It's like you're...
first person.
Like VR type of shit.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
First person shooter.
Woo! I'm curious about that one.
Instead of seeing a gun on the
screen. Oh, no, trust me. Like,
yes. Yes.
No, you know what I mean? Like, it was from a female friend that she recommended that porn. You know what I mean? And it's cool. You know what I mean? Pornhub. Yeah. But let's go back to the business side of Pornhub. Because I'm feeling guilty. Ray guilty.
Oh, you know, their Pornhub had automatic, VH2 automatic video sharing as of this weekend, as of Saturday.
Yes.
Automatic what are you
sharing? Did you not see, get this one, you know, last night? You know, Pornhub has automatic
video sharing. Why is that
thumbs up? Usually when I go on Pornhub, I stay away from the words.
Yeah, but let me show this.
If I see words, that means I'm doing it wrong.
I want to show that little thumbs up, you know, it's normally like this, but this fucker's like shaking, you know what I mean? Looks like it's going like... No, I'm kidding, it's not. It's nervous. So what is that? How does that sharing work?
That means you could do like some live on the spot amateur POV.
No,
we're here in this Motel 6 and we decided to get it on.
No, it's whatever video you're watching. You know how usually like you watch like a video on like, YouTube, you can like share this on Facebook or post on Twitter.
Oh, you can
it
share.
It just does it automatically now. So you have to opt out of it.
Oh,
and so whenever you're just watching something and it's just like, hey, your mom
messaged
you. Hey! Why are you watching girls with tattoos and, you know, going to town?
No, Grandma, I did not suggest Bestiality 6.5 to you. That was some kind of, I don't know what, you liked it? What'd you say, Grandma?
No, that was actually April Fool's joke that they did.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying, how can you share that joke?
So yeah, what happens, like, people who are watching the...
Hey, there was a lot of nervous motherfuckers that day.
Yeah, so people were watching it, they got a pop-up saying, hey, thanks for using Pornhub automatic sharing. And it's like, would you like to continue the service or, like, opt out? And we were freaking the fuck out. So...
I would freak out too.
Yeah, Pornhub, as you said, Pornhub has a really good marketing campaign, so they always do something on.
I got an idea for a marketing campaign.
I would have known to not go on Pornhub. For fools, like, but
it's a known thing that they fuck with everyone.
Yeah, right.
So there was a joke.
Yeah, there was a joke.
No, shut the fuck.
Yeah, exactly. There's a little pop-up.
Let me jump into this shit real quick. I want to apologize to everybody, man. I just turned on the hotline, and if you guys are tuning in, it's now live, so please give us a call.
Hey, that one time earlier when we said the Activate LA hotline was live, we fucking lied.
I know. No, yeah, I did. Like, I forgot to turn it on.
But it is now active. You can call us at 424-777-2423. Activate LA hotline.
And DJ Tremaine is going to make up for it.
It's Tremaine, motherfucker. It's not DJ.
I like fucking
with you. Okay,
well, we'll just go back to calling this motherfucker the doctor then. Actually, it's DR, the two initials.
So what happened in April Fool's, though? Like, did they make a joke?
Well, that was their joke.
When you watched the video, so a pop-up came up saying that you shared it to all your social media.
Right.
Oh, dude, I would have fucked up. I would have lost it.
You would have called everybody on, like, hey, no, that leak, that wasn't me. Nobody had my account.
You know, they would have known that was me. Yeah.
That's actually one of the funnier ones that I saw. Like, there's Google did some stuff, was okay. Like, nothing was, like, really that out there. Mm-hmm. ThinkGeek has some pretty, like, retardedly, like, obscene, but just, like, out there products. Like a swear jar that like actually swears or something like that. We put money into it, like, or just like random products. Like, oh, that's kind of funny, but like no one did anything that was like really that far out there, like really funny. As like, you know, maybe they'd be running out of ideas or something. But yeah, I don't know. The Reddit has something going on, but it wasn't really April Fool's thing. It's more like every April Fool's now they do like some huge social experiment. Like last year, there was like, hey, you know, there's this button that each user can only click. Within a certain time period, and like they're going to see how long can the internet community keep this button being clicked. Whoa. For like within a certain time period. I think it lasted several months before like someone didn't click it within like that within like 30 seconds, and it ended the experiment. And so what they have going on right now is there's like 1,000 by 1,000 pixel like blank canvas that they released in April 1st. Whoever has April Fool's like UTC time. And so, but the idea is that one user, or each user can only post a single color for a single pixel once every 10 minutes. And damn. So, what's happened over the past, I guess, like 50 plus hours now, is that there's this massive, it's all filled color, but you have like warring internet factions. You feel like you got advertising, you got companies, countries, you know, college logos, every sort of like random fandom from like, you know, everything from video games to books to TV to everything. And it's just like all sort of overwritten on each other, on top of each other. And it's like this collage of like the internet. And it's pretty unique to see like various different factions like, you know, fighting over each other because everyone's trying to like overwrite other people's shit. But it's pretty interesting to see like, I like that because you sort of see like, The internet as like the sort of like crowdsourcing social contract. Yes. It's kind of interesting to see that play out. Yeah. I think that was a really cool Reddit's part. So I like seeing things like that.
But with the color, are they just posting images? Is it
no? I can pull it up. Which can if we
hold on. Pull it what?
What? Put it up.
Oh, hold on.
Ray's all wet. It's like I'm behind him, man.
No, you'll be holding it, so I'm like,
you know.
Wait, hold on.
Ray, it's calm.
Yeah,
y'all finish and y'all through.
No, but that's pretty much the only, April Fool's jokes I've seen for the most part.
Tremaine, any input? Any April Fool's input experience?
I don't really fuck with April Fool's.
Yeah, I hate April Fool's. You know, I can't. But I did the same joke I did last year, and that was like
that actually did give me that.
did you cover it?
Yeah, yeah, I was like,
you know what? Okay, go for it.
I was like, wait, did he post this shit last year? that's why.
And it was like, I finally got that letter from be part of it and this and that. But it feels good that people believe that I'm actually gonna be part of KFI. There's no way. My friend's like, dude, KFI is conservative, dude. There's no way they're gonna have you or drunk. Like, are you gonna? You think you're gonna be able to get some beer in there? Like,
a lot of the non-hosts are pretty like moderate too, or like they're like slightly some of them are slightly left wing moderate. Like what? Like Libby Dakeman left to go on like NPR. So like,
oh shit.
So yeah, there's hope for you, Ray.
No. But I like KFI. I listen to KFI, you know what I mean? And especially like the late night tonight, like, I don't know if you guys listen to Leo LaPoya. Yeah,
shout out to that viral video going around of Newt Gingrich singing in a karaoke bar. I think it was Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks.
Shut up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What decade was this? Oh, you kidding?
Huh?
Okay. Put it on the mic.
Oh, there was also the, I think Daft Punk did this last year. There's like Daft Punk releases like 25 world tour dates, and like there was like Facebook events about them too. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. And I was like, oh fuck you guys.
Dirty Bangalter got me again.
But then who is touring? Gorillaz. Gorillaz are going to be at Coachella this year, bitches.
Oh. They got a new animation style going on here. Looks more modern adults.
Yeah, it's. Have you seen the new video?
I just saw the still of it. I didn't actually see the video.
Oh no, you should see the. Oh no, no, you should see the music video.
What was the one you Andromeda? Burns. Was that the one you posted?
Yeah, so
that was, I fuck with that one.
Oh, Andromeda was fuck. I heard that. I was like, oh, let me post this. This is like right up their alley. No, but Saturn Barnes or Bars. Yeah, Saturn Bars is the one that has like the actual like animated music video. It's pretty trippy because, dude, this thing's like all slush.
Dude, I think you're hacking my computer. I'm back here.
No, like, it's just like, I don't know.
I think you're hacking my shit, dude.
I trust
you as a friend, but not with my computer.
No, I just think it's just, there's so many things running on the Chrome. It's just being slow. So just so you know, I'm not like actually trying to go on your.
I think you're hacking my shit, dude.
Index of place.
Anyways, the new song, it's.
Let's switch places.
It's.
Ray's feels inferior and he doesn't like it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's coming up. So the list.
Should I put. Put it on the live stream?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So the new song is...
Shout out to Limbo Champ Leo right there.
Yeah, this guy works for... what is it?
SpaceX.
So, this guy never talks about what he does at work, so I don't trust him with my computer, you know what I mean? I do trust him. I'm kidding.
No, shout out to Frank Ocean leaving the E off of Blonde for his
album. Oh, that's the full image. So, okay. This is the image. Oh, sorry, I see it up on here. And so, this... Like, once again, like, each user can only post one pixel every 10 minutes. Oh, and so, and this is, like, the collage of shit.
But they're working together to get those logos or those statements.
There's a Mona Lisa, there's, like, this Vincent van Gogh Starry Night there. If you there's like time lapse videos on YouTube on like how it looks like, and it's really cool to see like the various things come and go, and it's pretty neat. There's American flag shit there, you know.
How do we find this?
It's on so this is on Reddit, and the subreddit, it's place PLACE, so r/place, and that's the subreddit for this actual image. And anyway, if you had an Reddit account before April Fools of this year, you can go in there and participate. But right now at this point, like, you have to be in some sort of like faction. Like, if you try to go in there and just like do your own little artwork thing, it'll be blown out immediately.
If you want to show some stuff, like the scroll down, we actually have it on live stream.
Switch places here.
You can go up and down.
I
just want to make sure people like.
So, just a quick shout, real quick, then. Like, my subreddit, not my subreddit, but like SpaceX, they have their own little thing here. Like, Dragon Spacecraft.
Yeah, that's correct. It does look
like
damn.
A rocket. And then.
That's Star Trek, right?
Yeah, Star Trek. Oh. But actually, someone did something for the gorillas right there, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like Lego. If anyone knows, like, that He-Man meme that goes, like, hey, that song, like, Thunder. That shit's there.
They got any Thundercats?
Actually, I haven't seen anything from Thundercats. There is some random shit, because people, like...
Oh, they got
Where's Waldo?
There's Where's Waldo on there.
Let's point out what you guys see. Like, I see
Chuck Norris.
Wait, what?
Where?
No, a crocodile hunter.
Oh, yeah. Steve Crocodile.
I thought it was a fucking
gun. Yeah, that was a crocodile.
For those listening live on LAPartyRadio.com, you could also watch us live right now at YouTube.com.
Or that's LA Party. Activate LA.
There we go. Activate LA.com. Just check out watch the live stream.
The horror. Yeah.
All right, I found a Mega Man.
Yeah.
I think he's saying I found a Mexican. I'm like, dude, I can't even hear that.
It's over there.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
They got a lot of shit.
Yeah, Stranger Things, and like
they got the Korean flag right here too.
So this is people like collaborating to get their shit and then constructing.
Look at
these,
a picture
like,
of Tremaine right there.
What Tremaine?
Right next to Stranger Things. Yep.
And does it change? Like you say. Is it like?
Yeah, this is ongoing. Like this people live. Are like actually doing this as we speak. Like there's posting pictures. Like if
so
I refresh,
it's still going right now.
Yeah, if I refresh
this
page,
it's going to change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and there's like...
So anybody can log in and post?
Yeah.
What is that pink shit? Maybe we kind of like in progress.
This right here?
Yeah, that shit right
No,
here.
So this is actually an ongoing battle. So OSU, which I think is Oregon State University or some other random ass thing.
Orange and black or something?
I don't know. So they've been they've been like trying to like create their logo there for like the past 24 plus hours, and like everyone hates their logo, I guess, because it looks shitty because it's pink and white and it's taking a lot of space, and so people have just been spamming the middle with like red and colors and black, and so like it's been in this constant state of looking shitty for the longest time period, and so that's why it looks like that. But yeah. So.
on the internet.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Rocket League. Like,
right. Rocket League, and then like there's like you know random like college stuff over here.
The Nintendo Fox, Star Fox,
Smash Brothers,
and
like Vincent Van Gogh, Starry Night, the bottom here.
Oh, that Phantasy Star right there.
Fire Emblem.
There you go.
Like Germany has like their own little thing going on here with the EU and France. It's like I thought like this was pretty fucking cool. Like I don't know. I'm super huge geek when it comes to like nerdy internet crowdsourcing things like that. Yes. Like I was all on the Twitch Plays Pokemon bandwagon when it was first on there.
Oh, cool.
Like stuff like this is like really cool.
I must admit, this shit is slightly amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're getting one pixel and you're trying to make something out of it.
At this point, a lot of people are probably using like scripts and things like that. But you know,
it's at this moment I realize that some people's most important moments in their lives are nothing.
So it's pretty cool. I've been like following that for the past weekend for the most part.
Italy and United Kingdom, UK are in love, huh?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, because, starting, Saturday night, a lot of the countries were just, they were invading each other. They're just, extending their flag border out and, trying to, overwrite other people's flags. And eventually, everyone started to, come through these, treaties and unions between these various spaces and factions. It's, really hilarious.
There's a Mexicans in there.
Viva Mexico. Oh, shit. Where, man?
Right there.
Oh, the Italy. Oh, no, right here.
No. Yeah, right there. Yeah, so it's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
Where's the time lapse?
So if you go on YouTube and just type in Reddit place time lapse, there's a whole bunch of them from depending on the various time.
It's only been a couple days.
It's only been probably a little over 50 hours at this point. Yeah. Considering that I don't know when the actual day starts on UTC time for a specific coast, so we could be at this point 60 hours maybe into this.
So how are users working together? How are they coming together?
So any sort of internet thing like this, if you know anything about Reddit, there's actually the Reddit posting structure. So someone will comment on the board and then or create a post on the board and people will comment and they'll be like, hey guys, we want to draw Super Saiyan Goku, somewhere on the bottom of the screen at this location. Here's the pixel art. Do it on either there or they'll create their own subreddit r/play Super Saiyan Goku and let's do this thing. And that's sort of all the big sort of collaborations have their own subreddit based on this one. Or people, they would go on 4chan, and a lot of people on 4chan, of course, are fucking shit up because
What's 4chan? I saw 4chan, now it's I saw a group that is 16chan. I don't know if hackers. No, I don't know if hackers just clowning, but somebody added me to this group called 16chan, and I'm just kind of
no. It sounds sketchy as shit.
Well, I'm online trying to find stuff for the radio show, so you know what I mean.
You should get on that.
But I just how the fuck? I just one day I saw a post somebody posted some internet kind of stuff interesting for me, I was on 14chan. I'm why the fuck 14chan? I'm not doing the math. I was wait a minute.
It's only been
four?
Probably a little bit over 50 hours. considering that, I don't know when. So 4chan I do not volunteer, on principle, I do not voluntarily go on 4chan. So I only say it seems like a seedier Reddit.
Why wouldn't you? What is 4chan? Break it down.
But 4chan was the beginning of it's the beginning of dirty, anything you can post stuff goes.
Can you guys break it? Is it a website? Can you guys break it down for the listeners? It's a website, 4chan, .com or .net?
.com.
.jp? So what is this website? What is this website? Can you guys break it down?
So I don't know how the topics or threads get started. For what I assume, it's sort of like any forum website where there is someone posts some sort of topic and thread, and then people comment on that, and the comments can get upvoted or downvoted, and people can post pictures in there. It's just like a message board.
Yeah, and when it started, it was just basically Wild West. You can post anything you want to in there. Versus Reddit, it has more of a structure in what you can post in there. And that 4chan is where basically GIFs almost start. It got started too. Like they were posting GIFs, memes, and all that stuff. That's where the birth of all that came from.
Spider-Man thread.
Is that into the dark web or not?
That's as close as, well, that's as close as, it's close to getting to the dark web when you're in the light web, as you're probably going to get.
Yes.
Is going through things like 4chan. Because that's where you get into like all the seedy sort of like, you know, I'm pretty sure you could find out how to get to certain places on the dark web by going down some of the dark places in 4chan.
Yes.
So that's a lot where like the sort of the neo-Nazis are, a lot of the sort of child porn type of things, and like really like trying to think of like people like, you know, were like bloody and beaten and things like that, you know, like pictures
like all kinds of the crazy
people
shit.
Posting pictures where like, you know, people's arms chopped off, like really dark stuff. That's on 4chan.
Oh, okay, that's 4chan.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty sometimes in there. You just have to, I mean, there's some good information and some dirty shit.
So that's that, like, 4 as with the number 4? Yeah. I like to, like, ask these questions, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that I know, and I always repeat myself because there's a lot of people that don't know, and I like, at the same time, I want to kind of direct them where they should go, and like maybe they shouldn't go, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people out there that they're new to the internet, you know, believe it or not. They just the type of people that tell you, like, they've been telling you, like, man, why the fuck are you always on your cell phone? And you're like, I got shit to do.
Just show them like www.hamsterdance.com.
Yeah, it's like, I will never be on my fucking cell phone.
I know what
that is. What was that?
Hamsterdance, dude. That was like, middle school.
Was like 7th grade.
It's just like,
definitely. Can you do that shit again? Because you went,
HTML. It was just like some random website.
It's cute. With it's like, just like on repeat.
A little
numbing.
Is it like a peanut butter
jelly.
Jelly time.
Is that same thing?
It's before peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Can you show the dance?
No, it wasn't a dance. The hamsters were. I don't remember the movements that the hamsters were doing. But it was actually
animated.
Yeah.
They were using the Scat Man, right?
No,
I'm a scat man. That one?
It was a custom song. The refrain, it was his own custom refrain, and then it turned into a song, which I remember got played on Radio Disney a lot when I was younger.
Was Justin Bieber included?
But it was like this is way before Justin Bieber.
No,
because I was in middle school when this thing was first a thing.
Leo's a grown ass man right now, so we're talking years ago.
Why y'all look so young though, man? You know what I mean? I look at you guys.
It's what's putting the water, man. Yeah. It's that snowflake generation. We don't have to lift anything, so we don't stay skinny. We don't stay skinny and shit.
Do you lift?
I just stay in front of a computer all day, man, and just like in a dark room, so I don't, you know, just still look all skeleton.
So it was that dance or that?
No, the song is like, dude, you could go on hamsterdance.com right now. I'm pretty sure it's still up.
Keep describing it, and
the song was, it was just like hamsters, like the whole page was full like these hamsters doing some sort of dance, and like the stereotypical like old school HTML like animation. And like the song playing the loop was just like something like that. I haven't seen this in probably a good several years. Yeah.
But once he does see it, he'll sing word for word.
Yeah, but then someone like remixed that, and it became like put like a full 3-minute song with like other sort of lyrics.
Motherfucker, three motherfucker.
Yeah. Well. So yeah, it's yeah, but besides 4chan, there's also IRC and then Discord, which a lot of people use Discord for chat logs now. It's like Discord's like the new version of IRC. If you don't know what IRC is, I'm not gonna go into depth.
Don't.
Yeah, that's getting really wonky. So I'm not gonna go into that one. But yeah, that's what people do, sort of like internet collaborations when they do things like that,
which is really phenomenal, because you don't have any other collaboration like that. That takes a lot for that to happen, and if we could do that with the government, I can only imagine what can get done.
Now the other one that you said last year was like when it got off time, or like it was supposed to be a designated ring, it didn't happen. That's when the experiment ends. You don't know what's triggers the end of the experiment until it's triggered?
So I can't speak too much on that one because I sort of missed the boat on that one. I wasn't really following it as closely as I did with this one.
Yeah.
So I could be, yeah, forgive me if I'm getting like the rules wrong or anything like that.
But no.
To my knowledge, is that the button had to be hit within a certain time period. And if no one hit the button within a certain time period, the experiment stopped. And so I don't recall if like each user could only hit it once, or each user could only hit it like once a day or something like that. But it was someone eventually within that certain time period, or I guess no one within some certain time period, several months after the experiment started, hit the button. I guess it was like trying to see like how long can like the internet keep doing I guess a certain action consistently. And so for several months, it turned out. And yeah, and there's different factions. I don't really remember. This is like, for all I know from this series, was just like briefly reading up articles on El Kentaku several years, like, you know, a while ago. So
yeah, where do you think the internet, or what we are going to be doing with the internet, is going to be in 10 years? Because
jacking off.
Oh, that's not going to stop, bro. Big shout out to Miss Vielle. You know, first time she was in the show, she's like, I went to this party, and I thought it was this, and next thing you know, it was something else, and I just went home, and I started, like, she's on the show, so I can say it. You know what I mean? I just started jacking off nonstop. That was the first time I ever heard a female use the word jack off. Yeah, usually, you know,
Prince made a song called solid, I'll jack you off. And
masturbate.
His bandmates told him that was not a good idea, and he performed that somewhere like in the South, and he got booed off stage with bottles.
But that's the song, right? It's out. Because I think, you know what I mean, in one of the albums, right? Jack It Off?
Yeah, I'll Jack You Off. Yeah, that's a controversy.
Jack You Off?
I'll jack you off. Hey, Andre, you fucking, do you know that song?
Yeah.
Why are you playing that on?
Like, because that's just automatically
the person you
don't fuck with.
It's funny, I was laughing at that song the other day. I can't remember what I was thinking about. But yeah, Prince is weird, man.
You're just probably just thinking that he said jack you off and that was enough to make you laugh.
He defies
that's coming from you.
He defies a regular lyrical sensibility in a poetic, artistic fashion.
So, but going back to the question, so where do you guys think that 10 years from now we're going to be with the internet? What are we going to be doing in 10 years? What do you think?
Well, there's always advancements in porn. Like, porn just gets more lit and lit.
Yo, so, give me your password, bro.
I don't know. Whatever the next level of porn is, 10 bucks a month, man. Internet's going to play a role in it.
Shout out to Microsoft inventing the vibrating mouse.
But how is porn surviving, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I discovered porn. I went from midget porn to, like, not that. Like, people like that message me, like, you watch midget porn? Because, like, I got a couple of DVDs. So I got a couple of USB sticks. Yeah. No, but, so it's free now. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be honest. I used to like the stories. You know,
with the
porn. Oh. Yeah. I like Ernest, somebody, he's like a little like shy kid. He's like, motherfucking porn.
Do you have the autobiography of George Washington?
No, but I got the bibliography of this dick. Let's fuck.
That's a good storyline right there.
But you know, the car breaks down, you know, it's the foreign like French teacher, you know, that comes in. I used to like the stories, but now it's just kind of like, I don't know if it's the age. It's just like,
well, it's time for a story.
But I think I'm going to go back to the stories now, because I'm kind of interested, like, what kind of stories is now happening? You know, is she mad because the guy didn't like the post, or you know what I mean? Or
sorry, no, continue.
Post it on the group. On the Active LA group. So, I mean, what's the story? You know what I mean? Like, her Facebook live stream like got blocked. You know, like,
it doesn't matter that when he sticks it in, but why he sticks it in.
I mean, they're streaming not at full, you know, like speed or like, you know what I mean, like. So I want to know the story. So now
streaming at full speed.
So no, but besides porn, where are we gonna be in 10 years when it comes to internet? Like, what's gonna be cracking? Because now we got 123movies.com, and you know.
The internet's not gonna go away. It just
Get sexy with it. Yeah,
yeah, I know, huh?
Get down, bro. Get down, so, James Brown.
My point of view: the internet's not gonna go away. It's just gonna evolve into different devices now. AI is the most important thing now.
The what?
AI.
What is that?
A intelligent
artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing that's creeping up, where you actually have a robot that's helping you out or doing whatever
you Leo, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Hey, Leo. Awesome. Yeah, what's up? A pleasure model?
I'm raising my hand up.
Yes, you there in the gray hat.
Okay. Now, what do you mean, like, a robot's going to be helping you out? I mean, you're watching porn.
Haven't you seen Fallout, man? Haven't you played that Fallout game?
I mean, if you notice, it's Japan and other places are getting creepy with these robots.
So let me get this. You're telling me that this robot's going to be able to function on a human level, isolated and separate of itself, have its own artificial intelligence of a personality?
Yes.
Are the hands soft?
That's the biggest question. To take, for example, like Facebook and Skype and all these platforms that do
Skynet? Talk,
they're doing chatbots. Chatbots.
Yeah. What is that?
Chatbots.
So it's basically, it's a robot that actually talks for you, basically. In
Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, so it grabs all these informations about the company or about who you are and answers these questions for you for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And puts up things. So that's the beginning of it, of how AI is going to work. Now take that and make it into a robot or a person that's going to do that for you.
Would you like that? A robot, like, I mean, answering for you? Would you guys, I mean, would you guys, I don't know.
I think it's just, I think as a whole, I think every industry goes in cycles, right? So we'll peak up into the highest technology or whatever realm it is. That, you know, that's why we go through different communication, you know, levels. First, mm-hmm. we had text, or not text, like paging like, phone calls and levels.
How come you didn't answer 187? I'll kill you. Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then eventually it'll just go backwards in time and try to go back to a human interaction face-to-face. You know, that's how I always looked at it. You know, it's just like there's just with every fad, it's a fad, and then it just cycles.
Now, I'm going to give you a compliment. You know, like I saw you, like you called me, you know, like coming in. I'm going back to the old school now because I'm tired of like, you know what I mean? Like, don't you feel like, okay, like kind of like you miss that?
I miss talking on the phone. I miss actually talking to people face to face. Letters, like pen pals
now,
in high school.
I think this is the best advice for the new generation. If I'm talking to the guys, if y'all want to be romantico, write a letter to the honey. You know, I think
let her see your handwriting, bro.
The cherry blossom
so sensual, it's intimate.
Excuse the smudge on the date. I was eating a room temperature McRib, and the sauce got a little drippy.
But I
licked it off as best I could without damaging the paper, but it could not be salvaged.
It might just be me reminiscing, but I think maybe, you know, the girl will like seeing a letter, you know, instead of just a text message.
Would they?
What about that booty, though? what that mouth do? But they'd be getting crazy like that. You know, believe it or not, like, you know, I'd be online, like, trying to find out, like, what kind of bullshit am I going to talk on the show? And I was just like, damn, why wasn't I born in this time?
Feminist, you know?
Oh, man. Big shout out to
some stupid shit.
Now,
I'm going to try that.
I've been saying on the show, I do have a big problem with dudes sending dick pics to girls. That makes us look bad, dude, because why?
Wow. Because his dick is so huge, and it makes him look bad.
Somebody give him a Tylenol.
I was going to send you a selfie, but blue steel magenta cannot be contained.
I
had to send you two texts because this is a panoramic view.
But
yeah, you're right.
I think probably dick pics do work because I was driving and I asked one of the some girls were got in the car and they were talking about dick pics and it was a guy and the guy said, well, I still send dick pics. I don't give a fuck. And the girls, and there was actually two guys, another guy. But like the guy's like, why? And Morgan said, because there is freaks out there that like dick pics, so they never know where it's gonna land at. And I was thinking like, yeah.
I overheard that he's talking about dick pics. Now, is it going like this? If, like, what if I just take a picture and my dick happens to be in it? Is it still a dick pic?
Oh man, we're getting close to the hour, but we're still having fun. We're still having a great time. We're gonna take a small break. You know what I mean? I'm about to real like quick. Smoke these good ones, and get some chips. Give us a call at 424-777.
Sounds like you're running out of ideas.
I am. I need y'all motherfuckers to talk.
No. Wow.
Wow. Like, whoa. I'm talking. I like talking. But we're going to come back. This is the Activate LA Radio Show, man. I'm happy you guys are tuning in. You know the deal. Every Sunday night, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on LAPartyRadio.com.
LAPartyRadio.com.
And if you're in the UK, every Wednesday morning, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
IdentifyRadio.com.
We'll be back.
Like it was one of those sexy voices. It's like, good, talk dirty to me.
You know, like after the show, he gets home, he'll be looking at himself like, talk dirty to me. .com.
Yeah, he sets it right in the front of the mirror. Yeah, talk dirty, yes.
Yeah, I was trying to sit over there last week. He kicked me out.
Really? Because he likes it.
You like it, huh?
How is it, Mikey? Hey, guys, I think he likes it.
Activate LA Radio on LAPartyRadio.com. We'll be back. How quick?
Real quick.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. We are back. And we're back with the internet. Yeah. We're about to go live on this. And see what's up. Hey, you got your headphones? All right. So here we go, Trevane. Yeah. Let's do. We're about to play like this video here with the hoe. So what is it? Leo, can you like bring it back?
The hamster dance.
Yo, Ray, you live?
Yeah.
Are we live?
Circa 1997.
Yeah, you need to get like a one of those on-air signs with like.
Yeah, I'm here.
Live on stage.
Yeah, so I'm about to play it, man.
Yeah, that's the hamster dance, the original one.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
And what year was this?
Yeah, this is 1997. That's when the website first launched. So yeah, this is like an old school internet. Yeah, people were just around like, why are you playing the hamster dance? I'm like, it's like 20 years ago. We're talking about
I could be wrong with that second row from the bottom. I'm not thinking that's a fucking hamster at all.
Yeah, it looks like a chipmunk.
They've been lying to the kids.
Yeah. So yeah, because we were talking about the Reddit had this one thing going on. It was like, and we're talking about surfing on the internet.
Hamsterdance.com.
Let's bring it back for the new guests in the show. We got DJ Movement in the house.
What's up? DJ Movement.
Yeah. So and then right next to you, that is our friend.
Yiba, DJ Yiba.
Oh, let's introduce him. Don't be shy.
Y-E-I-B-A.
Yeah. Eba. I'm also my voice, so, you know, getting through it, man.
Oh. Gia.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah, man. So the hamster dance, that's the clip you just saw is from back in 1997, you said, right?
Yeah. Actually, I don't remember how we got into all that subject. But yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's like one of those old school things on the internet. Back in the day, I was like a little kid in middle school. I was like the dumb website, yeah, after like maybe speaking teachers typing and things like that. It was like hamsterdance.com. I don't know why that was appealing to little kids. That was like one of the things. It was just that image and like just like on repeat, nonstop. Someone paid how many like money, like how many cents a month just to have that domain to do that. Now it's like completely monetized. You go on the website, they're like hamster dance singles remixed, you know, and like you can buy like CDs and like, you know, I don't know, some other random things like our events, and you know, everything's all monetized these days. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, man, we're taking that break, and I forgot what were we talking about in the break. Was that me?
Yeah, wait, is that thing of Malibu? What are we talking about?
Malibu and the Yellow Edition Red Bull. This is a first for me.
Yeah.
I could play some of the new two out of the new of the four tracks that the Gorillaz dropped.
Let's do it.
Weeks ago.
Let's do it. Fucking YouTube. Let's do it. We're gonna. This is gonna be a silent moment. But for those listening live on LAPartyRadio.com.
Hold on. Is that gonna be YouTube?
Yeah, no, yes, right. It's Andromeda, right? Andromeda, right here.
All
right,
Andromeda.
Oh, this one right here, or
no, right up top.
Oh, right here.
Whatever you do, don't click that fucking hamster.
Unmute it first. You gotta unmute it.
I kind of like that.
Let's play it. Yeah, hit play.
Yeah, it's strangely relaxing.
I'm like bartender, sound engineer, and all that shit.
The Gorillaz with a Z.
Yeah, sex on the beat.
Andromeda. This has now become the soundtrack to Ray fucking up.
You played this.
This was 2 weeks ago.
How much time did it take?
Give him the mic.
Somebody give him the mic. 7 years. Do Your Thing was in 2011, but The Fall came out in the winter of 2010. So the last album has been roughly 7 years, give or take. But yeah, the last sort of single music he put out, which is Do Your Thing, which came out sort of in 2011, so about 6 years since he put out anything.
Okay. And they never show their real faces, right?
No, they do. They did for their last world tour. Uh-huh. They showed their faces, but like it was sort of well played. So like the idea was like the actual band members were like locked in the green room, uh-huh. And like there was show clips throughout the concert being like, you know, the warm up band, which was like a Gorillaz tribute band, which is the actual Gorillaz band, but they were the people who were playing. Like Murdoch was like, he was like, hey, these warm up bands, like, they locked us in here, and it's like they're trying to get out, you know, the entire concert, you know. Uh-huh. And so, like, technically, that, you know, the warm-up band was playing the show, not the actual Gorillaz.
Nice.
So I don't know how the actual show that they're going to be putting on in I can't remember the name. But there's three shows actually that's scheduled right now. There's one for the Demon Days Festival, which is going to be June 10th, and that's they're going to have like their own music festival with the Gorillaz going to be headlining. Also going to be taking the place of Lady Gaga in Coachella this year.
Oh, wow.
So if you have Coachella tickets, if you want to see Lady Gaga, sucks for you. Now the girls will be playing instead of her. And also they'll be playing in Canada as well this summer as well.
So I don't believe Leo has his own camera, but for those of you listening live on LAPartyRadio.com, he is reciting all this without any device. This is all off the top. He just has this shit rambling in there just for your pleasure.
Yeah.
So everybody should thank Leo.
Don't feel shame. I have the same thing.
Yeah, Casey, that was a huge fan of Gorillaz is my favorite.
Hey, play the Andromeda. You said it's a video, right?
Yeah. So the main flagship one thus far out of the four that have been dropped is the one called Saturn Bars. It's the middle one, link up top, right there.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Saturn's Bars. Saturn's and Bars, also with a Z. I see the Gorillaz have a pattern going on here.
Let me close that one.
Okay. Yeah, you want to probably start around like the 2 minutes and like 20 seconds, because you want to because it's a whole like video, but you want to skip all like maybe the pros and everything. You also want to unmute it as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this is going to be kind of interesting because this is sort of a lot of the newest album called Humans was recorded in Jamaica.
Hey, let me guess. Is Humans with a Z?
Yes. Hey, Gorillaz actually used to be their first. Their actual name used to just be the Gorilla instead, but whatever. No,
really?
Random trivia. Yeah, and they changed it before the debut album.
Okay, so yeah, that was before anybody actually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm so tired.
Did they come out with anything that had it labeled as the Gorilla?
Because
that shit's worth a lot of money on eBay.
The project.
I'm trying to think of the song. Ghost Train, I think. Was their first song that they recorded.
And I was pouring this Malibu, and I got that energy drink. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. That's Beverages, man. We got the hydration.
Ah, fucking DR. You're trying to fuck up is what you're trying to do, and you're successful. You're doing it.
Alright, I see you. I know you wanted to give a shout out to BlueEyesDigital.com, man. Our friend Ernesto Samudio.
Hey, Leo. Slap the shit out, DR, please. Fuck is going on? Oh, so you said this was made in Jamaica?
Yeah, so a lot of the elements were played. And so, like, this guy's
might go for a more of a dubby type of spaced out vibe here.
Yeah.
Thanks to DR here.
Yeah, so you have to sort of listen carefully because it's English with the Jamaica accent. So it's a lot of me instead of I.
You know. Andre, as a friend, I'll tell you right now, you've never done anything productive from the floor. From here to here.
Janky on that shit.
I see shit's been spilled.
That was my fault.
Made the microphone perpendicular for fuck's sake.
It's crazy. When Gorilla came out, it was like something new, something cool. Like, you don't get to see the phrase. They're all cartoons. And
how you feel about this, Leo? This is a completely different... Do they have anything similar to this in their catalog?
So, the sound is... Sort of. I can't really... It reminds me a lot of some of the tunes from Demon Days and some of the sort of... And some of the tunes from... like their self-titled album, such as like Gravity, sort of like it's very. There's a lot of 2D's or Damon Albarn's
titties?
Voiceover.
So this is still Albarn still.
Yeah, it's still Damon Albarn. I think this is his last name. I think it's Damon Albarn. Who's head of Who's to Be the Hair of Blur? Still is the frontman of Blur. Anyway, I think his bandmates hate
but
him.
He hasn't been getting Blur checks like he's been getting Gorilla checks, so he's more likely
actually,
to be called.
Actually, another random tidbit, he actually produced a good portion of Adele's 23 album.
Oh, so he's getting money like fuck. Which probably explains the Gorilla's sort of hiatus, because he's been spending those checks. They start running low, let's make another album.
Yeah, he does a lot of random producing. I think.
For sure, this looks like no expense was spared in animation for this shit.
Yeah, and so it's really cool. Like, this video is like them in a haunted house, and the whole feel of the album allegedly is about sort of like human experiences, and like this whole track, if you look at the lyrics, because hard to listen to, it's about like Popcorn's like rapping about his life. And, like, what people expected out of him, like, what he actually wanted, you know, like, what he actually wanted to get out of music, out of his career. Like, he wanted, like, spend, like, a place, a house that he and his family can live comfortably. Like, that's what he really, like, was working hard towards. And then, like, if you, like, look at the, like, listen to the lyrics of Ascension, which is a rap track, which is one of the four tracks that got released 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so there's four tracks out the...
Four tracks that have been released out of the 26 total that's on the album.
26, is that that's an expensive album for them, right? They're usually like a 13, 14?
Yeah, it's 21 from the normal album, 26 if you get like the deluxe edition.
So how many members are in the group?
The real one or the virtual one?
The Gorillas.
So, virtual, there's... Yeah. Okay. Virtually, there's four. If you don't include Cyborg Noodle, who's on Plastic Beach.
Cyber Noodle.
So 2D Murdoch, Russell, and Noodle, four members. The actual band, it varies depending on what phase they're in. The only consistent members of the group are Jamie Hewitt, who's the artist for everything. Damon Albarn, who's the lead singer, and Cassie, I can't remember his last name, who does actually drums and actually writes some of the story material for the actual Gorillaz universe. But like those are the only sort of three consistent members throughout the entire sort of how many years they've been around. I think since 2001, or so like 16, 17 years. And those are the only consistent members. Like in and out, they have different guitarists, different people on percussions and backups and vocals. Right. And so I think they had like people from like The Clash were the lead guitarist last year. And so I'm not sure who's like the backup people in terms of the singing, in terms of the actual instruments.
Like who they're featuring.
Right. Well, not even who they're featuring per se, but who they're featuring always changes. Because Damon Albarn is huge like on guest stars. So Snoop Dogg and De La Soul and
miscellaneous
other people who always get featured on the album.
For those of you just tuning in, joining us here on Gorillaz According to Leo, if you're wondering about the guy in the hat that sort of stays quiet, one thing you can know about him is he really fucks with the gorillas.
But I'm not going to spend too much time on it. There's like only 15 minutes left.
No, no, this is
you know, this is expensive. I really enjoyed the gorillas. When I heard, I don't know what the album was called, but when the Feel Good Inc. album.
Demon Days.
Oh, that was a really good album.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out, I think, at a time when, you know, Radiohead started to come out. Like, a lot of experimental sounds started to come out and really break through on, like, K-Rock and, like, these popular radio stations started to play this type of music. But then I feel like it just kind of faded. Like, maybe they started to maybe write for other people or something like this. And it didn't really take over the scene as much as I thought. Even though it was huge, they probably made a shit ton of money. You know, they're just killing the game. I remember seeing them live, and they did do it in the dark. Like, maybe they wanted to be more low-key and something like that. But I feel like music maybe in the pop world went a different direction. Whereas there was a huge, I felt like that was going to be the new direction of music, and it just kind of shifted into this nonsense or something. I don't know. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewer are on the record saying that they created the band in order to be sort of that as a sort of a backlash against the sort of focusing on the pop star and not necessarily the music. You saw like too much. It was like a backlash against the MTV culture.
I think it's just being true to music.
Exactly.
I think just genuinely being a musician, you know.
Right.
He was about to say something. No.
Oh, yeah. And so they're trying to focus more on the music than the actual. They're saying, hey, let's you focus on these cartoon characters, not the actual people making the music, and, you know, focus on that. But I think it's because they took like these long sort of hiatus that they weren't able to sort of hammer into the music industry, I guess, their sort of style of music. But as you say, there's like Radiohead, Muse sort of does something that have sort of like a similar sound.
But they were still like rock. Like, it was like, right. Okay, yeah, I could really categorize. When I heard like Gorillaz album, I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, it's on a choir note, right?
You were
right?
Still like,
yeah.
Whoa, don't, you know, just going dark, light. You just had visuals without even knowing that they had dope-ass visuals with it for you.
Right.
Like, you're listening to music, but you're still, like, visually accepting it, too. And I was like, this is really fucking good.
When did they first, like, come out?
I think Clint Eastwood was 2001.
Yes,
2001.
I love that
but
one.
I can't tell you with certainty.
There was
like when the first recorded Ghost Train and like when like the first sort of EPs came out before.
In 2000,
and that was Ice Cube's cousin or something like that. No?
That's Del Funky Son Jose.
Yes,
Del the Funky Homo Sapien from the Hieroglyphics.
Yes.
That was 2002. Dan the Automator came out with a compilation album, and it had a Latin Simone, the original version. And I really fuck with that one. I didn't really hear any albums or anything, but there's a few that came out that was cool, but that one was always stuck with me. They got more shit like Latin Simone in their discography?
I will see. I'm not sure. A lot of the artists, like feature artists, I don't really recognize on the newest album, so I have no idea really what to expect.
I'm really excited.
But the guy who did Andromeda, actually, the guy who does backup vocals on Andromeda is the guy who does is Dram. So the guy who's like, thank you, Q, who has like that song. Like that's he does backup vocals for that. So like, how the hell did he find him to work with like Damon Albarn? Like, so like, it's like a bunch of like random people, but I really don't know. They only dropped 4 out of the 26 so far. So
what you're saying is this could be the Gorillaz album for the hood?
If you listen to Ascension, which is pretty much about like black experiences in America, or like in like white, so I'd say in America.
That's one of the four ones that came out.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty much just like, you know, talking about like you can get, you know, anything in America unless you look like me, you know, stuff like that. Or it's like, I won't be a puppet swinging from a tree. It's very lyrically. It's very like, you know, talking about how America is like this like allegedly really great country, except it sucks for black people. If you like listen to the lyrics, it's pretty dope. But you know, that's my shameless plug for Gorillaz.
I was just talking to somebody about some like conscious music. Like, I was just like, you know, that's why I tell people this. I was like, that's why I fell in love with hip hop. Because when I first heard it, I heard some conscious, like, realness happening. Mind you, I was being educated how many fucking times a day. Like, I was in school all fucking day, you know? So you're thinking about that type of stuff, you know? But I would be very grateful if they came back with something that you could actually learn from. Or just, like, take in, like, okay.
Shout out to the GWA, Gorillaz with Attitude.
But that's true. Getting to that point, right. Hip hop actually taught me a lot. Taught me about the streets and with the other stuff that's out there, like N.W.A. I was a big fan of N.W.A.
I think the poetic side of hip hop.
Yo, I learned a life lesson when I think I was like in the fourth or fifth grade, and I learned it ain't no fun if the homies can't have it. I was like, wow.
It's true though. Everybody needs to get fucked up. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Well, yes. Well, you know, it's like everybody's trying to get fucked up.
Hey, bro, you want a party? Here, take my syringe.
So that's
all. Oh, shit.
So hold on.
But no, I do understand the point side. No, Common and
Leo.
You in the black shirt.
Yeah. So the homies, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Like, it didn't mean to share your side chick. It was about passing the blunt.
Well, I thought moving
was purposely.
I was, yeah. All right, you know, because I'm a woman, I gotta, like, you know, I gotta, you know.
So, really? Chauvinist fucks.
So it was about
that. Just like that, you know. I'm kind of
talking
like,
about hip hop.
No, that was who saw the
video, you know, Kendrick Lamar.
When you play it back.
Oh, so now, his
good point.
The music is good.
Yeah, right. But you can't be using it twice in a row, man. Okay, you
go.
Okay. So that's I didn't want to be rude, but I was gonna bring it to Neo Punk's post. Humble, Kendrick Lamar's. Yeah. What do you think about this?
I love Kendrick.
Do you understand the vision?
The shit. No, for real.
I just didn't want to like jump. But
keep the mic. Keep the mic. Do you understand the visuals of that shit?
But yeah, that shit's dope.
No, but like there was a lot of shit going on. I didn't understand.
I love it.
Like the head burning, like everybody looking down. He's looking.
Oh shit! I gotta watch this.
Burning is.
I'll probably like. I'll put it right now, but okay. break it down though, because I've been wanted. There's a lot of stuff that I've been wanted to ask you, but this was because you were the first one that I saw posting.
Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, let me tickle your balls. camera. So break it down. Yeah, I'll put the video. But
break the video down. Fuck, man.
Or just what you thought about it, what you liked.
It was dope. I mean,
yeah, we got 8 minutes.
You know, Kendrick's been quiet for a minute.
Yes.
And you know, he had to come with something new. And yeah, like he's. Fuck, I've never heard Kendrick like that.
So. What'd you feel about the one without the video? Heart.
Oh, the Heart 4. Yeah, that one's cool. Yeah, the one at the video, Humble's.
Yeah.
Just the hook. The hook is like
humble. Yeah. Sit down, man. Humble.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're talking about. So did the whole album drop already, or is it just
no?
Sometime this month.
Next week.
Next week. Okay.
Maybe he might get a Grammy. No. Some white chick's gonna get it. Just like Taylor Swift's probably gonna drop something. I just broke up my boyfriend again. Here's my next album. So.
Of course, it's going to be a commercial.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Of course, it's for fried chicken. Of course.
Let's do a commercial real quick.
Our video, I think they might like some KFC.
We got a Rocksteady on Tuesday cracking up, going down. Who is going to be dropping? Who's going to be the host? Or what's popping? Let
DJ,
them know.
DJ Clint, one of the OGs from Chicago, you know, right after he's coming back from Europe. So it's going to be dope. And it's been a while since he played, so yes. Do not miss it.
Yes. And it's free 99, man. There's always a lot free of street parking, man. The vibe is cool. The people is cool. The ramen is great.
Rocksteady. Every Tuesday at Tokyo Beats.
But the mega sets, man. The sets and the hot fire being dropped and the dancers, man. That is.
Yep. No other spot like it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So here we go. Y'all ready for this? Not yet. Let me let the alcohol like move this knob over here. Bam. Here we go.
What does he look like a rabbi? Like a Catholic priest or something.
I'm gonna try to break it down.
Yeah.
Okay. So the burning one is mostly for the.
Let me pause this though, because you know.
I'm thinking the.
You know these liberals, bro.
So I think the burning the head and everything. I think that's attached to that Muslim side, because of Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
You know the burning. Of their coming. Mm-hmm. And I think the priest one is just, I think he's divided of two cultures. He wants to be Muslim, but at the same time, he has his Christian Catholic background.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know he had a background.
Yeah, because most rappers out there, like Ice Cube, he's Muslim, you know?
So, is he? I didn't know that.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle, another one.
No, that's the Mexican. This oh. Dave Chappelle and David Chappelle. Oh. No,
David La Chappelle.
David Chappelle.
But yeah, I really like it.
I can't like get you joke, but I got your ass to smile though.
I like his video. Yeah, everything that he's talking about. I like the Photoshop one. That one that hit me the most. I love that one.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, stop that fake stuff and just give me the real stuff. I love that.
It's one of those that doesn't read the lyrics.
I love the line that he says.
Was that Coke or?
Nah,
dude. Oh, I got kind of facing that
yeah,
one. So
he's
I got.
Talking about, like, okay, yeah, it makes me want to take you down on the couch.
Yes!
Like,
yes!
Like, yo, you're right, though. Like,
yes!
I yeah. love that he's talking about something let's be humble. Yeah. Like, yes. Talk about what we were talking about before we started the song. It's like, okay, he's talking about something I could actually get down with. That's something that we need to hear at this point
mm-hmm.
in music. It's like, be humble. Like, he's talking about, you know, if you're a musician, just be yourself.
No, the question.
When I heard it, I was like, you know what? Yeah, a lot of people are out there just like a show. Like, they're just super fucking fake. And it's like.
Like, give me a like, give me a follow, or like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you guys agree, like, he's checking a lot of these rappers?
Oh, Drake, I think he's checking everybody in the industry.
Yes.
You know? No,
like, as an artist, you're just, like, the pressure to act like what it means to succeed in the industry is fucking real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think he's like, wait a minute, you know, he's yeah. kind of checking everybody out there, like...
Artists.
Yeah, in general.
Not, I don't think it's... I don't think it's directed toward like
anyway.
It's just like
yeah, because just in general, like hey everyone.
The whole way that is went.
I'm like this year actually took me to like finally like really respect the new generations when it comes to like the mumble rap and whatever. We used to hate on Auto-Tune, but we don't hate on it no more. I was like listening to some old song. But now we don't hit on Auto-Tune, right? Like we don't like right?
Okay,
like,
but when you talk about Auto-Tune,
okay, yeah.
coming from raised by a vocalist.
Real.
You're fucking that somebody's talent up and skill up, that shouldn't be up.
Oh yeah. You can't fuck with somebody else's song
I mean?
On Auto-Tune.
Like, no. But like if you're using it as an artistic expression of like, because I feel like the whole electronic scene is cool. Like, sometimes I hear guys, they have something to say, or they, like, know the type of sound they want to get.
Mm.
And they can accomplish that using Auto-Tune. Or girls, doesn't matter, person. But when you're saying that your voice is a certain way and people are praising you and giving you props, but you're really,
yeah.
you really don't
that's
have
the point where the song comes
for,
in, you got to be
that's
humble.
That's what we're hating on when it comes to Auto-Tune, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it's, like, misleading.
And
like,
I'm going to be honest, I always like Akon. You know, I didn't like that song, Unsprung, you know, because I hate on Simpin. That's one thing I do hate on Simpin, but I like Auto-Tune. I like it. And but I do remember I was thinking it's my girl. Like she was bumping one of T-Pain songs from I think it's 33 Rings. Yeah, and it's like if I whatever it doesn't say. So she's like, is this a new song? I'm like, play this shit. I was like, no, this is old. But so I was like, first thing I thought I was like, it's funny that back then. I'll jump in the wagon. I'll come back. I'll come back again. Yeah. I hate it. I'm Auto-Tune, you know. But now it's cool. We cool because we don't even bash Auto-Tune anymore.
So
I mean, I'm about to jump
we...
into the Auto-Tune T-Pain thing. What's your opinion? Did you hate on Auto-Tune before? I did.
I did
in a little bit.
I did.
But I heard T-Pain. And I was just like, ooh, I was a little hood rat.
Yeah, they use it purposely, you know, like you're supposed to know they're using Auto-Tune because it sounds crazy, it sounds cool. Like,
he is the artistic.
Yeah. And he can sing, T-Pain can sing.
That's what I was going to say.
No, he can't.
T-Pain
can
sing.
He can't. I saw a video that. Yeah.
No, he's dope. He can sing.
Oh, he does.
Really
yeah.
Sing.
Yeah,
he
sang
the
national anthem.
He's talented.
Because
his vocal ability is really good.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna like search it right now. But there was a video where like actually they had the you know homeboy like go live. Probably that was like maybe after buy you a drink and he went live.
Take you home with me.
And he was terrible. He was real, but later on maybe he took like singing lessons.
Yeah, maybe after the whole.
I'll buy a ticket to T-Pain's concert anytime. I don't give a fuck if he knows how to sing. Put that motherfucker on a fucking Auto-Tune. I'm there. But going back to the hating, you know, part. One thing I learned this past year was, and I would give a shout out to Dusty Angel from the Dusty and Heidi show. It's just he put it down. He said, "Hey, it's just generations. You got to respect. You know what I mean? Like you know, you had your chance."
you know, like for those 30, 40 year olds, you know, y'all did your thing. You know what I mean? And I had Hard House. You know, that was my shit, you know, and I made the most of it. We were dancing in a certain way. And I'm not ashamed of it. I was a rebel back in the days.
But if I bring those pictures. That shit comes out of the most random people. You're like, I know this person. And then they're like, but Hard House.
No,
I'm like, I don't.
No, but a Hard House.
Hard House is different from today's Hard House.
So, yeah, I'm talking about the 90s LA is Chicago. Yeah, get out. Yeah. So, yeah, you know it.
Hard House.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a big topic on my page.
Oh, I got an episode. Actually, you need to come for that. We got the Hat Time Machine.
Time Machine.
But we had a whole episode where we talk about the Hard House of L.A., you know. But we're going to have Time Machine Part 2, like, soon. But if I bring pictures from back then, it was kind of like somebody bringing the pictures of their like, Bugs Bunny ears or Mickey Mouse, like, you know, gloves. But... So Dusty put it in a way. Said y'all had your time. You gotta respect the new generations. You know what I mean? And
but that see being part of the new generation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm young.
Yeah, yeah. So young and dumb. No.
Young and dumb. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's not about having your time and doing your thing. And when you did it, it's about showing and teaching and learning.
Right.
Because as someone that lived through turntablism, I don't get that choice. I don't get that time. I don't get to go to every club and do records every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all can't be mad at me when I pull out my USB and I'm like, you know what I mean?
Just being fucking true. I don't know if that makes sense, but... Might be a little drunk.
That's
unluckily, you know, I like individually wrapped fun size Snicker bars.
I like Twix.
We're going to the last, you know, of the hour, man. I want to thank everybody for coming down, man. I'm sorry, like, it started slow, this and that. I really want you guys to come back. You know, now that you guys know the vibe, you know, that's the way it happens. I do get nervous, you know, when newcomers come. You know, she knows you're a newcomer too. But like, cause I want you guys to feel comfortable. But once, like right now, it's just kind of like, yeah, like, you know.
Malibu
but
let's, cracked open.
Yeah, cracked open. But let's do it again. And I want to thank you guys not only for being here, but also to the advice that you gave to the newcomers. And
before we shut it all down, everybody, you know, shout out any, like, you know, Yeba.
Yeah, let's.
Punk, shout out your social media. Any way people can, you know, get in contact with you.
Let's start from,
okay. Neuropunk DJ on all social medias and Juke Bounce Work.
Do bands work, and it's every Tuesday inside Rock Tokyo.
Every Tuesday, Little Tokyo.
That's 3190 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California. It's free all the way from 9 p.m. to 2:30. Make sure you guys come down and check them out, man. If you guys are from out of town, man, this is the only event they're putting down. Not only the dope, dirty, and deep, and great house beats, you know what I mean? But the whole dance, the whole vibe is great. You know, just come down and have fun. And
ask Doug, the security guard, to see your sketchbook.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to go with our beautiful and
great-looking
friend.
I go by DJ Movement. That's MVMT. I'm dropping a set this fucking Saturday at Avalon. I'll be there at like 10 fucking... I'll be there at 10, but I think I'm going to start getting on the fucking CDJs.
Not just this
getting
Saturday.
Getting on the fucking CDJs.
This fucking Saturday.
At 10:40. And then Cedric Garvis is going to be there. Mind you, you got to buy your tickets before like fucking Thursday or something because the fucking price goes up. Right now it's $15.
$15
Can they, a lot. I'm sorry.
Can that's cool. Like, it was actively ready.
My bad. He's like, we talked like, about, we can't play any movement shit. She's
we talked about 410. You know what I mean? Hit them up with your email, like, so where they can contact you and buy those tickets.
Just MVMT. Find me on Instagram, MVMT. The link's
Make a email, though, where, like, people can contact you for those sale tickets.
The email is all MVMT.
Ray's real insistent on you giving out your email.
DM me. I don't even. All right, it's DJ Movement Music, you know, gmail.com, but I probably won't see it because I got 10 other emails that, like, my
you caved in, man. You shouldn't have gave your fucking email.
I have my boss's email accounts. I can't even get my
I don't even know you anymore.
My brother right there to the right of Movement.
What's up? So I'm Yeba. Instagram at Yeba Official.
Break it down like how they spell it, though, because, like, I'm proud of Yeba. That's a Y-E-I-B-A. Yeah.
And
what you spend? Like, let them know.
I spend on everything.
Yeah, like, you know, what type of music? Like,
every kind of music.
I spend amazing, motherfucker.
My problem is I can't make up my fucking
mind.
And I also love to see headbanging, and
that's true.
At the same time, like,
that's true.
I also love I need a mix for you though. Like, I love to see culture unfold.
Culture?
My culture?
Yeah,
it's a very active culture.
I just like to see people move and create something with their bodies. Whether it's working,
I got a little brother. I think he was created that way.
Oh, God. All right. There we go. And I wanna give a big thanks, you know what I mean, like, before, like, I even introduce, you know, like, our next guest, which has been a guest. I wanna give a shout out to Ernesto Samudio, because he's been sponsored number one since day one, before this shit was even. I used to go to his house to get flyers designed, telling him I'm gonna do a radio show. He was like, "What are you gonna talk about?" I said, whatever the fuck happens when I club or whoever I meet, I'm gonna come to bring him to the show. He's like, "Yeah, they're gonna come to the show." I'm like, and thank you, man. Ernesto Samudio. He believed this shit. I'm not sentimental. Like, I'm gonna cry.
I'm fucking blushing for him.
No. It's Ray.
I'm gonna go hot after that shit.
Yeah, Ray. Ray's the man. He used to come to my house and. He used to tell me all his dreams, and I'm like, "Just do it, dude. Don't give up. Just go balls out."
That guy's going nowhere.
Yeah. So, but I want to say thank you, guys. This was really entertaining. I mean, knowing the side of a DJ, I always love DJs. I grew up with DJs, so knowing that you guys battle with each other, oh, that was amazing. That was beautiful. But you guys are all right. I love you guys. It was pretty cool.
Besides BlueArtsDigital.com.
You guys already know me. Yeah, BlueArtsDigital.
Let them know what you guys do.
BlueArtsDigital. We do websites, front end, back end. We do printing, business cards, flyers, banners, marketing, consulting. Name it. I got my hands dirty on everything that has to do with that. So.
Yeah, he's got like that Kmart layaway plan from back in the 90s.
I help him with the artists. Yes, I'm a really good K-Way guy. Layaway plan. So I like to work out with new artists that are coming up and are trying to do something different. That's what I'm known mostly with my clients. So yeah. No, but I want to say thanks to Ray. He's the one
that
gave me good clients, and he's bringing everybody together. I love that. I love that. I get to meet new people. You know, this is dope. See? Thanks.
Yeah. I want to give thanks to everybody, man. They're coming down, like, you know, everybody probably, like, it's like, I always try to sell the bullshit, like, come down to the radio show. Everybody likes it. Everybody probably thinking, like, what kind of fucking Mexican dungeon is this? I mean, I saw Get Out. I saw Split. Yeah. But I never seen Correle Way, you know? So thank y'all for being here, for real. And this guy right here, that's like mean mugging, my Cheetos.
I don't eat Cheetos. It's all good.
Thank you for coming down. Don't forget, this Tuesday night is going to be Kraken Rocksteady inside Tokobee. That is 319 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California. And please don't forget about Rhythm and Nuts, which is our 3rd year anniversary.
April the 19th, 2017 at Tokyo Beat.
Yeah, so we are done.
So I'm gonna bring edibles that night.
Oh, nice.
Every card 20, right?
That sounds good. Yeah. Can I also add one in there?
You can take off your clothes, you know.
Yeah, nothing.
No.
Oh, you cut your mic off.
Disrespectful as fuck.
April 15th, you know, free show on Venice Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, free show for the first time.
Is it a Saturday or Sunday?
It's a Saturday, and we got the okay. We got sponsored by Ale House.
Yeah.
And we're going to be throwing it Venice Beach, like on the beach, all day.
Cool.
So, free show. Come out Saturday. I spin at 6. But it starts at 11. you know. I'm gonna be, you know, making people twerk, but at the same time, like, everybody's gonna be spinning all day, and it's gonna be tight. It's with enlightenment and entertainment, and Venice Beach is gonna be lit. So come out, it's free.
Fuego, fuego.
It's free.
Yeah,
don't forget me to in Japan also this year.
Yeah, don't forget to add us up on Facebook. That's Activate LA or Activate LA Radio. Go ahead and add us up on YouTube, man. Activate LA Radio. What's up, Tremaine? Yeah. Love y'all, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. And, our listeners from, I was going to say Uganda.
Nigeria?
Ghana. Wait, shut up. We always forget to shout them out. It's four of them. They've been tuning in. No, that was real. No. They've been, like, day one hardcore. Two, it started off with two, then three, and now it's four.
They need to call in, man.
They need to call in. We got Skype. Add us up. Activate.
Shout out
LA.
To Ghana, the real 4chan.
The real 4chan, man. And probably, like, they're like talking some like fucked up Spanglish, and they're talking like,
what the?
Okay. I'm racist drunk here.
No, I did. We love you, man. Ghana.
You mean my Ebonics? That's racist.
Hey, I got black friends, bro. I'll see you next week. Activate LA Radio. Yeah.